Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome here to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. It is August the 5th, 2012, Sunday night, and it's Remix chat time. Oh, how is everyone doing tonight? It is so good to be in the house with everyone here tonight. Good to have the Remix family in the house tonight. You know, I took a little break on Friday night. I'm going to tell you guys all about it. And they're going to get right to the show tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling here live in the Remix tonight. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. How you guys been doing? It feels like it's been so long since we've connected with each other. Oh, we have so much to cover tonight. We're going to be talking about, of course, we'll be doing free readings tonight. I'll get into that a little later. I'm going to give out a ritual, and then also I'm going to give you guys a message from Brother Bobby Hennett. So much is going on. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. First, what I want to go ahead and do is I want to go ahead and give everyone direction. So if you're out there listening and you want to come on over, because I still get emails, I still see you guys over on YouTube that tell me that you've been listening to me on YouTube and you don't know how to come on over, or you're listening via a private platform, or you're listening via someone else's website, or someone lets you hear the Remix and you want to know how to get here. So it doesn't matter where you are, part of the world you're in, because we have listeners that listen from all over the world. I want to give a big shout out right now to all of the international listeners out there in Remix land, to let guys know, welcome you and welcome you here to the show, and welcome you here listening. First, I want to say this. Let me give out call number for tonight. And that's going to be, the telephone number is going to be 646-652-2711. That's the number to the Remix. Lock it in. Keep it close to you, and so you can have it. If you want to get on the call lines, you can listen by calling in. So it doesn't matter where in the world you called in from, you can do that. You can also Skype in, too, which is really, really cool. You can do that. And if you want to come over and join us in the chat room, we'd love to have you in the chat room as well, too. And let me tell you how to get into the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix and come on in. If you're a guest and this is your very first time joining us here in the forum, we want to say welcome to you. Welcome to you as a guest joining us in the forum. All you have to do is click the button at the bottom. And once you click the button at the bottom, you can sign up and tell us who you are and come on in the chat. We'd love to have you in there. And the Remix family is the Remix family will make you welcome. They're all in the chat room tonight. They're over here. I see our international listeners joining us. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to just be here. Has anyone been watching the Olympics? Oh, my goodness. Has anyone been watching the Olympics? I don't know about you guys, but I've been kind of getting into the Olympics, and a lot of great things are going on. We're going to talk about some of those things in the Olympics. Yes, I tweeted that. Gabby, oh, she stole the show. Her precious little heart, her smile so big, and she has been doing her thing. Of course, you guys know Gabby, young sister who's a gymnast, who really, really teaches us if we want to look at lessons and signs and symbols, because that's what the Olympics is all about. It's about one big sign, one big symbol that we all can learn from in our own lives. And this story of this young, amazing young girl who is just dedicated to her cause and dedicated to her purpose, or what I like to say, dedicated to her magic. Because she knows her magic. You understand? Gabby knows her magic, and her mother as well, too. Mother knows her magic as well, too. A big sacrifice. And a lot of times, that's what it takes, you guys. It takes digging in deep. It takes sacrificing. And it takes, you know, just staying true to what you feel in your heart, is in your passion and your soul. You know, a lot of the work that we came back here to do has a lot to do with these things that is in this physical reality. So don't be slighted about this. Don't be slighted about the physical work that you have to do here, because this is also a part of what you came back to the planet to learn. So this is important as well, too. So just know that all of the signs and symbols are out there, and no greater time than 2012, because this has a lot to do with these energies coming back online, and we're seeing them in so many different ways. We're going to talk about the month of August, because I don't know about you guys, but a lot of crazy energy is going on out in the universe, and it's some great things that we can take advantage of. So here are some of the things that we'll be covering tonight, and oh, don't worry, we're going to dance tonight. We're going to dance. I mean, we're going to dance hard. We're going to dance really, really hard tonight. But a lot of exciting energy for the month of August. This is a particularly special month for me, and so for you guys, too. Because as you know, this is the month here in August that we actually have the blue moon. Blue moon. Now, if you listen to what they are telling you about the blue moon, they will tell you that the blue moon is only going to happen like on August 31st. But here's something else I'm going to tell you, is that the blue moon actually happened on August 1st. And also the blue moon is going to be happening on August 31st, too. We'll get into that a little bit more later. But some powerful energy that's going on in between these two amazing times that's going on in this month of August here, because it's so much energy. Like, there's things that are happening, this alignment. Remember, we talked about this last year when I did the show, last year before we closed out last year, about some of the things to come. They were really vision for the future, and I gave them. By the way, I want to say this to everyone, is that I want to encourage you guys, because we're getting in the time where it's really, really important that we begin to build these archives for ourselves. And what's important is that you make sure that you download. Download these shows. Download the remix. You can go back in the archives and you can download. You can download as many shows as you want. It's free. It's all free. Let me tell you a couple ways that you can download. I'm going to tell the importance of having this and why this is no better time than ever for you to begin to have these downloads so you can have them. Well, you can actually come right over here to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. And there's a little purple icon that's there. It is the symbol. If you have iTunes and you have that set up on your computer, you can click that button and you can download the shows right there. It'll take you to the archives. You can look at ones that the title sound interesting to you or one that you've listened to and you want to get them all because they're free. Just go ahead and download them and put them on your iPod so you can have them. You can also download them right here to your desktop on your computer if you're listening on the computer. You can download them that way. Now, here's another cool thing that I was so excited to get that for you guys. And I did this last year. And that is the Brother Mark. You heard me talk about him. He's been on the remix before. He's done like a little cameo. But he's an amazing brother. And he developed an app for me, a remix app. One of the first where you can actually go to the Android market. You can type in the remix. You'll see the remix logo there. The remix with Miss Blue, you can actually download the app. Now, here's the cool things you can do with the app. You can download the app, and when you download the app, it can bring you right here to the remix show. You can listen to the remix show, you can hear everything on the remix show, and you can also download on the remix show. If you want to share some energy with me, I don't know, maybe you had a dream, maybe you had a vision, or maybe you're working with your Kim deck, you know, many of you are, or maybe you're working with your Know Your Magic audio workbook, and you're just in doing some amazing things with that. Or maybe you had a reading with me and you want to follow up. Well, you don't have to go through all of these things to send an email. You can just hit the button, share your energy with me. It'll take you straight there. This is all within the app. And it'll send it directly to Question for Blue, straight to me, and I will get it. So how cool is that? Also, for the Know Your Magic line, which has recently been named the Kim line, you can actually go straight to the Kim line. It gives you the PIN number, and you can put the PIN number in. Boop. And you can listen straight there, all of this in this app. This was one of the free gifts that I gave to you guys. So if you have an Android phone, what are you doing? Why are you still listening right now? Why don't you go and download it? It is a must. Put it on your phone so you can have it. And the cool thing, you get to hear my voice on there too. So I do a little cameo where you get to hear something where I say, this is Miss Blue, greetings from Miss Blue. You get to hear that. So it's everything about the remix, everything right there. So all of the amazing brothers and sisters who've been on the remix, Brother Bobby Hemet, you know, Queen Afua, Dr. Naeem Akbar, Dr. Bill Valentine, Brother Panic, who always comes down the remix, Nancy Lockhart, who's been on the remix, you know, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I could go on and on with the list, you know, Bilal, who's been on the show. So many brothers and sisters who have just come and graced us on this platform with the amazing work that they're doing and the things that they've put out there. You know, let's see, Dr. Ali Bey. All of them, every single one of them, you can tap into that energy and you can download the shows and you can hear them right here, remix, including myself and many of you who've been on there. Esther, who's come on by, Kyle, who's been on the show before, Sister Money, who even spoke, and then many of you, we've been doing the toning linguistics or the poetry shows or just having the readings or any of that cool stuff. You can go back there, download it, and you can keep that. So you want to make sure if you have an Android phone, smartphone, you want to get that. You want to get it, and you want to download it, and you want to do it. I'm still working on trying to get it on iPhone and get it on Apple's network, and that's still in divine time. That is still coming, but some cool things out there. So now let's get ready to dance. And I have a great song tonight that we're actually going to be dancing to, and it really kind of speaks to the energy that I've been feeling, many of you have been feeling because you've been sharing that with me, sending me emails about it too, telling me what's been going on in your world. So speaks to this as well. What I want you guys to do is I want everybody to get up. I want everybody to get up and we're going to get ready to dance. Yeah, we're going to get ready to dance tonight, and I'm definitely going to be leading the band tonight. So we're going to dance. That's right. Everybody's going to dance. And I want you to begin to just think about, right now we're kind of like 5 days, almost 6 days in, depending on what part of the world we're in. 6 days in August, we're really at the crest of some of this energy that is happening in August that we're going to be taking advantage of. By the way, the Kim Business Class is starting on August 11th. Can I tell you guys how excited I am? The first class graduated, and so many successful stories that we've heard that you guys have written to us about those first graduates that go through the Kim class. There have some amazing transformation that is happening in their lives, and you'll get to hear from them. They'll get to tell you their story. They get to tell you the things that they're going on with, but I'll share some with you. And they're really doing their work in ways that probably they couldn't imagine. And these things are manifesting right before our eyes. And every single day when I get up, nothing does me more joy than to go into my email and to see that a lot of the tools, a lot of the information, a lot of the practical work where they actually had to do the work, because that's what it's about. It's about you doing your work. They put in the work and they did work. And these things are manifesting for them. And that's real magic. You know, magic is living with a purpose. And so those Kim graduates that graduated and having all of this magic happen around them, it does me so well to hear that. So that being said, the new Kim class is coming up on August the 11th. For those of you who have inquired about the Kim class, check your emails, because you will be getting something, and it's going to require you to do some real fast magic to act very quickly and act fast to get in. We're only going to be working with 25 people, and 25 people is a lot. Trust me, that's a lot. And just check your emails, because you'll be getting something back on that. So now we're going to get ready to dance. This is so key here, because this particular song speaks to really the space that I'm in right now, and it really speaks to sort of this blue energy that not only encompasses the whole cosmos, but really is encompassing us at this particular time. And this is greater than me as blue. This is really about that blue energy, you know? And the month of August really encompassed that, because this energy is about love. It's about spreading that love. It's about commitment. It's also about your passion. And it's really also just taking you into the energy of really expression, you know, of your feelings and your emotions. It's really about you, you know, bringing your most authentic self to the table and, you know, showing that side of yourself, that vulnerable side of yourself, that side of yourself that is so rich, I guess, if that be the word, that is so sexy. And I don't mean sexy just like, you know, your hair, your clothes, you know, and for the brothers too, I'm talking about that sexiness that lives within the essence of who you are. And really, it's what I call your genius. It really is a great time for you to tap into that divine energy of the genius. Remember, I did the show earlier and I said, that's the only part of you guys that I'm interested in talking to, is the genius in you. Well, I guess if you haven't really fully tapped into that part of the genius, this is the month for you to do it. Powerful month. And later this month, I'm going to be giving out something very special for those who have babies and for those of you who are expecting babies. So you can look out for that. That'll be on the Kim line. I'll be doing something. So now, here's what we're going to do. Get yourselves up. Enough of me rattling on about all that. We have a lot of things here to cover tonight. I want you to get yourself up, and I want you to get ready to dance, because we are going to dance to this energy just to kind of raise up. And then we're going to talk about, I'm going to give a ritual, a real powerful ritual. And this is one that can start to get things together, and you can prepare to do it, and you can do it. It's going to be happening this particular month, so it's going to be a really good ritual. So the song that we're going to hear, and actually who told me about this song, was Kendrick, Family Soul. You guys know, you're familiar with Kendrick, the Family Soul. They're the ones who really told me about this amazing sister and this song. And when I heard this song, I was like, wow, it speaks so true to what is going on right now. So we're going to listen to it, and then I'm going to tell you who the song is by. I'm going to tell you that you must go and get it and jam to it. Yes, but before we do that, Esther just kind of gave me an update here, and I want to give this to you guys because this is going to be important, especially for those of you who have some decks. I want you guys to go to Twitter. If you don't know who I am on Twitter, let me give it to you. It is Blue, B-L-U-E, and Raspberry, R-A-S-B-E-R-R-Y. Blue Raspberry, go over to Twitter. Now, some of you have emailed me, both young and old, and I have no shame in this. I'll come completely naked with you, that I wasn't familiar with Twitter either. You know, Esther helped me understand some of the things about Twitter. So this is why she's really helping me out with her, and I really thank her for it. So I want you to go over to Twitter, and we're going to create our own little temple over there, our own little sacred space that's just for us over there, and we're going to do some tweeting tonight. So if you aren't familiar with Twitter, this is a great way to get yourself kind of acclimated to it and have some fun, too, and have it with the Remix family. So this is our private little room that we have over on Twitter, our own little table, and this is how you get there. Once you go to Twitter, the first thing you want to do, of course, is add me. You can add me, add Esther, and then you'll see a lot of the other Remix families on there, and they'll make you feel at home, too. But what you're going to do is up in the little search bar, you're going to hit the pound sign, otherwise known as the hashtag. And you're going to hit the pound sign, and you're going to type in Remix. This is all one word, chat and chill. Remix, chat, and chill. When you type that in, boop, you get access to the temple. You get to walk into the sacred space, and I'll be there sitting on the couch. So, and Esther will be there, too, and all of the other Remix family. Icy Hot is over there, too. Ooh, he's out of control. Y'all have to go over there, if nothing else, that. And so you want to go there, and you can actually save that as well, too. You can save it. I'm doing it right now, so have no fear. Have no fear. So you hit the little eyeglass that looks like a search bar, and then what you're going to do is once you hit that, you're looking for the pound sign, and then you're going to type in Remix, all one word, Remix, yes, we're still going to dance, chat, and then chill, chat and chill, you know how we do. And then, oops, got to put another L. You hit search. Once you hit chat and chill, you can come on in. We'll make you feel at home. You hit the little tag up in the top, and you just say, I'm here. You just say, I'm here. Come on in. Yes, I'm going to say, hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. And so you guys will see me. I'm over there. Esther's over there, and I'm sure everyone else. And then you just update your message, and we're going to be over there. It's going to be special things that we're going to be doing for everyone who's over there. Let's see. Looks like it's taking a minute for there it is. Okay, so you guys have the hashtag tonight. Hashtag Remix Chat and Chill, and that over on Twitter. Of course, you can always join us on Facebook as well, too, just by going to the Remix group. I want you to go over there, ask to be a member of the group. We'll add you in the group as well, too. Then you can also like the Remix fan page. Just click like on that. You guys are over there, too. I don't go there much, but I'm going to start doing some real cool things, giving out special giveaways on both of those pages. You want to make sure that you're connected and all of those places. Now, here's the cool thing. For those of you, I totally get it, that like to stay in your own woo and you don't like to be in the gadget world, it's completely cool. If you have a smartphone and you have the Remix app, how about you don't even need a Twitter account? You can see all of my tweets from there. So that's really, really cool. So you can just download the Remix app to your phone, and you can look under Twitter, and you can see everything that I tweet, even if you don't have a Twitter account. So you don't necessarily have to have Twitter. It will also take you to my Facebook page from the app. It does all of these cool things all in location. You don't have to worry about typing in the buttons and knowing how to do all the cool things. You stay in your own world and still stay connected. There you go. Now that we got that out of the way, okay, we're going to dance. So everybody get up. Everybody get up. And here we go. I want you guys to dance. I want you to listen to the words, and then I want you to dance, because this is much of what we're going to be talking about tonight, much about what's going on in the room. I'm so glad you guys are here with me tonight, Sunday night, live in the Remix. Let's dance. Love. This is actually her CD just debuted this month, actually. It actually came out on July, the end of July, the last day in July, and it debuted August the 1st. The CD came out, and she actually did this dedication to Etta James. Some amazing sound, just amazing vibe in there. And that song is called Must Be Love. And I played that song because it spoke so true to August. It spoke so true to the time that we're in. And it spoke so true to just everything that we should be focusing our energy on, that it must be love. You know, that this is the time that really it's about you bringing sort of your authentic self to the table. It's about tapping into those things that we call magic, or magic, which is your purpose, and really that it must be love. I thought that was so perfect. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that and you got a chance to jam to that. So now, let's talk about rituals. Let's talk about rituals. I see you guys on the phone lines. I see you there. But let's talk about rituals really, really quick. And I want to tell you about a special ritual that you began to get yourself in alignment for this particular month. Now, by the way, any day this month is a great day for you, a great day for you to make sure that you keep up with your energy. Keep up with where you are with your energy. And for those of you who have the Kim deck, great to charge it in the moon. We have two full moons, two blue moons going on this particular month. Lots of energy out there. I'll give you some dates that's be really good, but you can actually charge it at any time. But here's the ritual. It's a very special time of the year. We're kind of go to Greek mythology when we talk about this particular ritual here. And it has a lot to do with the goddess Doris. Goddess Doris. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the goddess Doris. We're going to put her to the side for just a moment. But first, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the Mardi Gras that actually is going on during this time of the year. How many of you are familiar with the Mardi Gras that happens in Alabama? Did you guys know that Alabama has Mardi Gras? Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that Alabama also had a Mardi Gras? It's called the Fairhope Jubilee Mardi Gras. And it's dedicated to the goddess Doris. To the goddess Doris. Now, let me tell you the cool thing about this. This happens near Mobile. Yes, it does. Mobile Bay. Not Mobile, but Mobile Bay. It happens near Mobile Bay. This particular ritual, it happens in August. There's a couple of things that need to come together. And this has a lot to do with what we've been talking about as well for the last couple of shows, feng shui, and we're talking about these elements that's out there because it needs a couple of elements. And many of you in different parts of the country and different parts of the world have told me about the crazy weather that's happening right now at this time of the year. It's stormy in some places, you know, the sky very dark and overcast. Lots of wind blowing. I know it's been lots of wind here, lots of where you guys are. And really, with the activity of the moon, having the tides roll in. So the three elements that need to be in place, or three, I guess you could say, the phenomenons that need to happen is, one, we need to have those dark clouds. We need to have that rain. We need to have the dark clouds, and we need to have it overcasting. These are some of the things that is going to happen during this particular time of year, because it's going to be something very special going on, and I want to tell you what that is. And then you need to have east wind going on. You need to have the east winds blowing. So for those of you who are out there, you may have noticed that the forecast for the weather has been talking about the wind blowing towards the east winds. And for those of you who live near water, about the tide rising, we know that whenever the moon goes into different phases, the moon really controls sort of the tides. Or you can see that reflection from the tides, from moon phases. It tells us how the tides rise. This is something really ancient knowledge here. But these three factors, when these things come together, they call this sort of a phenomenon when they're happening at, you know, all of these three things are occurring at one time. And what actually happens, and this takes place in Mobile Bay, Alabama, what actually happens is the fish, and they call these particular fish, they call the bottom dwellers. You know, the fish that swim on the bottom dwellers. And I want you to think about that because, you know, we use a lot of reference when we say bottom. When a person is on the bottom, many of you have felt like you're on the bottom. Some of you feel like you're on the bottom right now because of the situation that you're in. You may feel that you're at the bottom, but the bottom dweller, those who dwell at the bottom, at lowest point, these particular fish, what happens is they get trapped between the shore and the low oxygen water because the water is rising and falling and all these different things are, and the wind is blowing. So the fish actually get caught at the bottom. Now, what happens is for fishers, this is a really great time because what they do is they fish during this time. Sometimes go on fishing escapades for 24, 48 hours when this is going to be occurring. And it typically happens in August, at this particular time in August. And what they do is they just gather up all of these fish. Now, the goddess Doris, let's talk about her for a little bit, because she's a part of what we call sort of the collective. She's like a part of the collective consciousness or the collective titans. You can call them the 3,000 daughters of the titans. She's a part of that pantheon. You know, she's a nymph. You know, she's a part of that pantheon. She comes out of that, you know, and comes from the Titans and, you know, the 3,000 daughters. And her herself is said to have had 50 daughters, this particular goddess. And one of the things that she stands for is abundance. You know, anytime we start to look at the fish, you know, the fish has a lot of symbolism. It has that Christ energy. You know, it stands for abundance. You know, whenever we see the fish, we know the symbolism of fish, which is many different signs of the fish that has been throughout many different mythologies. I want to kind of keep it simple and just kind of tell you guys that really this is the goddess that taps into that energy of abundance. And really she taps into the energy of the Titans. Now, interesting enough, we have the Olympics going on, which, you know, all of that is just sort of kind of encompassed in itself. But again, she's one of those 3,000 daughters that is birthed out of that pantheon coming out of the Titans. Now, here's what you can do. You're going to need a couple of things. You're going to need some seashells. So for some of you who don't live near water or don't have seashells, what you can do, you can actually go into any craft store and you can actually buy you a bag of seashells. Know, maybe for about $5 or $7. You want to get some seashells or you want to get you some pebble stones. You want to get you something that comes out of ring water. So if you have something that maybe you took a trip in the past or something you've been collecting over the years, you can use this. And then what you want to do is you want to recreate salt water. You cannot get you fresh salt water if you don't live near any of the coastal lines that you can actually do it. And what I want you to do is I want you to make some salt water. Two things you're going to do. The first thing you're going to do is get you a bowl. And the reason that you're going to get your bowl, you get you something circular, but you really want to encompass that energy that really is more about the feminine energy of receiving. So you want to use something circular like a bowl. You can use a cup, but a bowl is more open and it's more round and it gives more to the shape. And so before you get ready to start doing the ritual, a couple of things. I want you to get some sea salt use, and then you're going to use you some water. And you can use any kind of water you want, but sea salt is what you want to get, and some water. First thing you're going to do is you're going to charge your water. And these are some of the same principles. I talk about these in the readings, particularly the secret session when the goddess Oshun comes up, or the goddess Yemenya, which is also connected with ocean water too, or the goddess Diana as well. Whenever these particular energies come up, I talk about these as well. You want to bless your water. You know, a lot of science of Dr. Emoto, and for those of you who are familiar with it, Dr. Emoto's work, he talked about the science of water. which is really just ancient knowledge that our ancestors had. Do you remember when you were a kid and your parents, most of us, our parents, we were taught to bless anything before you put it in your mouth, before you drank it, or before you was getting ready to eat? And that blessing of that is really just to help to change the energy. Change the flow, change the energy, change the vibration of what it is that you were about to eat or what you were about to drink. And so with the science Dr. Emoto did, if you guys don't have that book, you need to pick it up. The science, the book by Dr. Emoto, he did a lot of research on water. Hold on one second, you guys. I'm sorry. He did a lot of research on water. And he talked about the vibration and the energy of water. Now, we know ourselves, we're made up of, some people say 70, some say 80. I'll say 90% water. We're made up of water. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me okay. I want to hear, I'm breaking up somewhat. Okay, so let's make sure that you can hear me and see if that is getting, is it getting any better, you guys? Any better? I'm breaking up. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, you guys, let me see if I can get any better. All right. Is that better? Is that better? Let's see if we can get any better here. All right. Well, we're going to go on. I trust that it's going to get better. It will. It will get better. Just stay patient. Happy thoughts, you guys. Positive thoughts, you guys. Let's keep going because we can get distracted by that. And I just want to make sure that we can just keep going. Okay. So, wow. Yeah, I heard that. Let's see what's really going on. Let's see. Okay. So, you guys. Let's see. Wow, my computer was doing something. Must be love. It must be love. It must be love. So, yeah. It must be love here. Let's see. All right, you guys. Let's see. Okay. All right, you guys. So I take it since you're repeating my words, it must mean you can hear me. So we're going to go. So Dr. Emoto did a lot of the science with water and really just showing us how the impact of words, our thought, frequencies, vibration can change the energy in water. So not only should you do this when you're doing this particular ritual, but you should also do this when you're getting ready to drink anything or you're about to put any kind of food in your body. It should be a standard practice for you to do that. And you should just begin to make sure that you breathe this in and really just send the energy out and clear the energy in water and make sure that that is good to go. All right, and make sure that that is definitely good to go for you. So you want to make sure that you bless your water. And once you bless the water, you take the water and thank you for that, Sebek. You want to make sure that you take the water, and then you want to make sure that you bless water. And then the first thing you want to put down is you want to take, if you have some seashells, you take some seashells and put it in the bottom of the bowl. Just enough to kind of cover the bottom. If you're using pebbles, some of the river pebbles or river rocks or something of that, then you want to cover the bottom with the river rocks. You want to put that in the bottom of it. And then what you want to do is you want to take the salt. Now, the reason you're taking the salt, you're going to sprinkle it because you're really trying to recreate sort of this phenomenon that's going on. And you're going to sprinkle the while you're just really seeing nothing but positive light and energy, abundance to flow, to just come into your world, to come into your life, and just really to open up those channels, you're going to sprinkle that sea salt down. And then after you've charged your water, you want to take the water and you want to pour the water on top of that bowl. Now, here's the thing that's going to be key for you. You want to do this, the best time to do this is going to be during the waxing moon. Actually, the next waxing moon that we have is going to be August the 18th. So August the 18th, it gives you plenty enough time to get yourself set up, to get yourself situated so that you can begin to do this. So this will be around August the 18th that you'll do this. Okay, so August the 18th, you want to get yourself ready and you want to begin to do this. And you'll sprinkle all the salt down and pour the water in there. You're going to let it set. For a total, August 18th, you're going to let it sit for a total of 3 days. You're going to let that sit for a total of 3 days. If you can sit it somewhere where it can charge in the moonlight, then that's going to be great. But this is really just one of the ways that can actually begin to bring focus and to bring energy of the goddess. You want to bring the energy of the goddess back. Okay, here we go. I think I found the problem. And you want to bring the energy back for the goddess Doris, and be able to bring that energy back. And that's going to just really bring so much abundance in life and really just open up those portals for you, clear that energy there for you, and just open it. Now, once you've done that for 3 nights, what you're going to do is take the water, find a plant, that you can pour the salt water on that you've had sit. So if you have a plant indoors, that's great. But if you have a plant outdoors, that's going to be even better. And pour the plant down. Pour the salt water over the plant, holding the rocks or holding the seashells, whatever it is you have. You want to keep that, holding that close. And then just allow it to baste in the sun and sort of kind of dry out. So if you have it in the window sill or something, you put down some paper towel and put the shells out and just kind of let them dry in the sun. And then from time to time, carry a piece of it around with you. This is really going to be your tribute to all of the goddesses and gods of abundance, and really just bring and attracting that energy with you. And carrying it around, so you can put it in your car, you can carry it in your purse for sisters, brothers, you can carry it in your pocket, you can put it on your altar, and you can put it around in your sacred space. How cool is that? So I just kind of wanted to share that with you guys. So August the 18th, you want to begin to get into that magic there and to start to use that. How amazing is that? How amazing is that? So yes, know that this is a very important time of the year that happens, this phenomenon, and we'll talk about that, but we'll talk some more about that. But I wanted to give you that ritual for the goddess Doris, some really, really cool things. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, you guys. So now let's keep going. How many people, this is what I want to know, how many people got the Kim deck? How many people have the Kim deck? And for those of you who don't know what that is, shame on you, tap yourself 3 times. You need to know what the Kim deck is. The Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck is the oracle deck that actually was channeled by me, that I was so fortunate to channel, to be able to pass this on to you guys. I see you guys, everybody saying nothing but the truth. Yes, Kim deck. Oh my goodness, guys. Love it. Love the Kim deck. I worked with it with an amazing sister and an amazing brother. Both of them brought their energy, brought their skills, brought their channeling abilities to the table as well, and really just me to carry out how spirit just began to send that energy. Of course, you know, the Mr. Pure Feminine Energy did the artwork. She channeled the artwork of the deck. And then an amazing brother I've worked with and been with so long, you know, doing so many different projects, helped with the layout as I was giving it to him, the layout. And he did his magic with that based upon both of them, based upon channels that I received from the deck. Let me tell you why this deck is so amazing. Because one, everyone who worked on it just really brought their spiritual energy. And brought their energy to it. And then two, once I got this together, one thing that Spirit showed me is that this is a deck that anyone can use. I have babies 2 years old, 3 years old pulling cards. And then I have sisters and brothers who have been doing this work much longer than we have been on the planet. And they're using it day to day, doing readings in their work. They're using it for themselves. You know, my goal is, because we have over 1 million Remix listeners, is for absolutely everybody to have him deck. So if you have people in your family, kids, your parents, your husband, your man, your woman, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, everyone. It's not really based upon any kind of religious principles. So I have people using the Kim deck from all walks of life and all backgrounds. It's been to just about every place on the planet that I can possibly think of. Everyone has really just enjoyed it, because it is truly about what it is. It's about you knowing your magic, and that's it. It allows you to fine-tune your psychic ability, your third eye ability, and this empowers you, again, to do the work for yourself. I want to tell you about a message from Brother Bobby Hemmett, and then Sister Anya is going to come on, because I want to read some comments that you guys have been making about the Know Your Magic deck out there, and then tell you how to get it. Now, I had an interesting conversation with Brother Bobby Hemmett the other day. Oh, how amazing it is just to connect with his energy and just to talk to him and just be close to him, you know, just to hear him speak. And we were talking about the Olympics and some of those things that were going on. And then he was telling me about some things that was going on in his world, just some amazing things, really gave confirmation to me. I spoke about it very briefly on the show, but a couple of months ago, I actually had the opportunity to go visit the dolphins and swim in Bermuda Triangle. And it took me so very, very deep into the Akashic Records that actually when I came out of it, I have a new Akashic Record reading that I'm doing that really is about the science of life. And many of you might have seen this, and some of you have already signed up for it. And it just opened a whole new world for me. Well, leave it to the Bobby to always bring confirmation, because he was beginning to tell me about some of the transformations that he was going through as well, too, and how powerful it was with this energy of the water and everything. But I'll have to let him tell that particular story. But one of the things that he did want me to pass on to you guys to let you know, and this is so in tune and right in line with what is going on the planet right now, is that him and his queen, Linda, has come up with this amazing packet. And I want to tell you guys about this because it has so much to do with the Kim deck. And the packet is called the Chakra Packet. And he told me, he said he's getting so many calls about chakras and just people wanting to know more information about the chakras, what the chakras have to do, and just everything about the chakra. So don't walk, run. You need to call Brother Bobby Hemmett, because in this chakra pack, you get charts, you get graphs, you get audios, and I believe you get a DVD of all of the things, anything you ever wanted to know, the ins and outs about the chakras. Let me tell you why that was just so profound to me when he told me that the other day. Because anyone who knows me, chakras is kind of like my thing. You know, I love it. I love colors. I love everything. I met colors. You know what? You know what, you guys? Oh, this is an amazing, it's a real magical damn night. It's a magical night. And I am done. I am so done, you guys. Okay. Let me finish my thought. Okay, so because you guys know how much I love colors and I love auras and I love chakras. That's a big part of even the deck. Even the deck, you'll see all of the chakra colors in here that really even take you into the 12th chakra, even take you up to the 12th chakra that goes into really understanding this. And inside Brother Panic's, inside Brother Bobby Hemmett's picture packet, you can actually get all of this information, really go into that. So I want to give you out that number for you to reach Brother Bobby Hemmett. And that number is 678-358-1055. And this is for Brother Bobby Hemmett. You can let him know that Miss Blue told you about the chakra packet and that you're interested in getting that. Because I'm telling you, you're going to want to have that, because I'm going real deep on some chakra stuff. Really just getting into it in so many different ways. And this is really just going to help you. We just kind of gather all of that information and have everything in one place. You can look at it. You can do your own work and really just begin to get that too. So 678-358-1055, Brother Bobby Hemmett. You want to make sure that you connect with him and begin to get in contact with him and tell him you want to get that chakra packet and get into that work, get into that. So now we're going to bring on Sister Munya, you guys, because I want to tell you guys about some of the comments that has been made about the Kim deck, okay? And so, Esther, let me see what's going on Twitter. You guys, don't forget, #remix, chat and kill. Got to go over there and check and see what's going on over there. Out of control, as usual. Oh, look at everybody over here. Look at everyone over here. Too much. Yes, too much. Too much on Twitter. So #remix. You can get on Twitter. You can see all the fun and see everything that's going on there. Now, here's the thing. Let me tell you guys this, because it's been a lot. It's been a lot. You guys don't even know what's going on over here. You don't even know what's going on. And so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, you guys. Gosh, I lost my whole chain of thought. Oh, okay. So here's the, let me see what you get with the deck. Let me focus here. Got a lot of stuff going on. Okay. Yes. Okay. And I have an exciting lineup for you guys that's going to be coming on. Woo! Next week, guess what? Next week, Friday night, Reverend Goddess Charmaine is coming. And boy, you talk about it must be love. She's going to be putting it down like never before. 4. You want to be in the house. And then on Sunday night, it's a panic attack because Brother Panic is coming, straight occult Q&A. Get your occult questions ready because it's going down. It's a weekend and it is going down. So you guys, get it up. It's a lot of energy out there, a lot of things going on. Brother Panic's coming on. He's taking straight occult question and answers and he's giving it to you. And he's in the chat room. He's, y'all better say yay. Esther. Oh, they are wild out. Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay. So here's the deal, you guys. We're going to bring on Sister Munya in a moment. Oh, my goodness. Just too much. Too much. Big love to Brother Panic in the house. Oh, goodness. So listen. Here's what you get. Okay, you guys. I'll get it to you. Here's what you get. You're actually going to get the Kim deck. This is what you get. Plus, you get an hour-long MP3 downloadable listen to file of me sharing with you. If you never worked with the deck, this works. If you are doing readings and have been for trillions of years and many lifetimes, this works. If you've worked with the tarot deck and now you want to work with the oracle deck, this works. If you have used any of the divination systems, this works. It's going to give you things that not only you can use for the Know Your Magic deck, but you can also use this your own deck that you have too, whether they're oral or tarot. These principles work. They are based upon ancient knowledge, and this is based upon all of the things I've channeled. Plus, you get to hear 44 of the channels that I got for each one of the cards. You get to see the channels. I give you my channels on it to really kind of give you insight on that. So www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, cards, is where you want to go. You want to go there and can get the information. Now, here's what you get. Inside the box, when you get the cards, you also get what I call a love me or a romance card. You get the love me or the romance card. The love me and the romance card that you get, it tells you about all the channels. Now, check your email because we get these questions every single day. Check your email because what you're going to get is an email from Quest for Blue. It's going to be a PDF file. And inside the PDF file, it's going to tell you where to click or to right-click and save as for the MP3 hour-long audio file that I put together especially for you. Okay? So that's what you want to do. So it's not anything you're going to receive in the mail. You're not going to get a DVD. Some people have said, I didn't get my DVD that comes with the deck. I didn't get the CD. It's not a CD. It's not a DVD. It's a digital download that you can get that is going to get emailed to you. And typically what happens is Sister Munya sends this DVD to you right when we place your order. So as soon as you place your order, and we know that your order is getting ready to get shipped out, then you're going to get that. It tells you everything. It tells you how to charge your deck. It tells you different spreads you can do with your deck. It tells you how to do a meditation because each one of these cards has their own meditation to go along with them, and they're also different portals. I talked about this in the show. You can go back and download it when the deck first came out, but there are literally different realms, different levels of consciousness that tap into when working with this. This is why it's so powerful. Talk about the collective consciousness online. This deck taps to the collective consciousness. And so each one of us that works with this deck is putting energy into the collective consciousness. So you're able to really pull on your own powers, your abilities, also the universal powers and abilities to tap into the energy within this deck. You get to do that. So, and everyone, people who've never worked with the deck, is pulling cards and they're like, wow, this is exact. We're going to bring on Sister Manya. And we're going to talk about these things. And then we're going to get into do some readings and doing some other really, really cool things. You guys, love the remix. It's chatting and chilling tonight, you guys. And, you know, 646-522-711 is the number to call. I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys in just a moment. We're going to try to get Sister Maria on the line here. Let's find her here. Let me see where she is. Sister Manya. Where you at, Sister Manya? I'm going to see where she is. Let's see if I can get her here. Okay, you guys. So if you have your Kim decks, you guys, if you haven't gone over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, but MissBlueBlast.com/cards. You need to get over there. Leave your comments and everything there. I think I just seen Sister Manya. You press one. I need you to press one. Sister Manya can find you on the board. And I think this is you, but there's so many people who call in from your city. So let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Yep, I found her. Here we go. All right, here we go. Peace and greetings to you, sis.
Hey, Miss Lou, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am doing wonderful. How's everybody doing in the remix this evening?
They're all sending love out there to you. Here's what I want you to do is I want you to read some of the comments, if you will, from from the Kim site, and
okay.
let everybody know.
Okay, I will. Let me start with Ann Ali. Hey, Miss Blue, got my cards today. They are just beautiful. Thanks to you and Sis Manya. Manya card is very nice. Oh, that's sweet. This is from Milton. Milton said, woohoo, Miss Blue, I received my Kim deck today. And what can I say everyone else has not yet said? So, woo, love it. Now to do some work. Thanks so much. Peace and blessings. That's from Milton, a brother from the UK. LaJohnson says, hey, Miss Blue, Sis Manya, and pure feminine energy. I got my cards today, and they are amazing. They resonate. It's just beautiful, powerful. Woo, so much went on at one time that I had a power surge, had to bring it down some, laughing out loud. Thank you all so much, and love to you all. Let's see. Cindy says, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck is all that. I don't even want to pop the plastic on the cards yet until I find a sacred, blessed covering for it. Hey, these ain't some regular cards. They bring some strong energy. All right, Cindy. This is Feta. I received the Oracle cards today, and they are just rich with vibes of spirit. Love and hugs to you, Miss Blue, and pure feminine energy. I'm waiting anxiously for your instructions on how to get the best vibes from them. Okay, let's go on down. Let's see. Esther, the deck is absolutely phenomenal. I'm already using it. Much love, Miss Blue. Okay, let's go on down. Miss Blue, thank you for my deck. They arrived at the right moment. It's as if I always knew those images, peace and love, intuition, pure feminine's mama. Okay, this is Melinda. Miss Blue, I just pulled your card after meditating on a major change. I am about to embark on, confirming an achievement that I have been planning for a while. I know my magic encompasses. That's from Melinda. This is Mark. Miss Blue, thank you for sending me the deck. It's absolutely beautiful. The vibe that I get from the artwork cannot be put into words. Wow, love it. Thank you for sharing this deck with the world and helping people to become more confident in knowing and trusting their own magic. Love to the fullest, and thank you for all you do. Mark, a.k.a. the brother from Japan.
Aw, brother Mark from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see, this is Sharon. I did my first reading on a friend, and it was so overwhelmingly right, it blew us both away.
Yes.
This is Brother Belial. Miss Blue, the Oracle deck is simply amazing. Thanks for all you do. The real magic is the gift of sharing Belial the experience.
Oh, beautiful. That was nice.
This is from Victor. When I got my cards, I did my cleansing ritual and picked Sekhmet. Did my work, got Sekhmet again the next day. Today is 7/03/12 on the full moon in Capricorn. I got card 40, warning me to stay away from my kryptonite smile. Needless to say, I came up and got paid. This tool is powerful, and I highly recommend getting the Kim Oracle deck. Peace and success. This is, let's see. Ooh, scroll going too fast for me. Let's see. This is Farron. Farron said, I got my deck on the glorious day of June 9th, and my first card was Sister Manya. Very fitting. At first, it felt like she had a gun to the side of my head telling me to sit quietly, so I did. And that's how I got my focus. What's that? Rolling on the floor, laughing out loud. Of course, I am well trained in taking guns from people, so I did. Once I relaxed, no women, and more importantly, Black Majesty was not harmed in the drawing of this card. I read it again later that day and felt her teaching me how to sit quietly and meditate to gain my willpower and independence. It was real cool experience. I got to bond with Sister Manya. Peace and love to you. Smooches, laughing out loud. I felt like Sister Manya was actually here nurturing me, which is what I really needed. Thank you, Sister Manya. This is from Obsidian. This deck is the best thing since sliced bread. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is Stacy from Detroit. Just got my Kim deck today. Open it and pull a card. Body talk, number 18. That was right in line with my energy and what spirit had been showing me. I'm just imagining when I charged them. Ooh-wee. Okay, Divine Cipher, you know me already. It's time.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. This is open, wow, speechless. This is an amazing deck, wow, again. Camille says cards are very powerful, thanks. Shabazz, the Kim deck is beyond amazing.
Mm.
Those are just a few.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Sister Manya, and just for sharing those for everyone and letting everybody know. I know for us, we get to read the emails that people have left on the site, but they all send the emails to us as well. And I know that you make sure that everybody gets audio that goes along with it, as well as the channel, the 44 channels that came with the deck as well, too.
Right.
So, yeah. Thank you so much, and thanks for taking time to come in. Everyone sending love from the chat room there.
You're welcome, sis.
Yes. So peace and love to you, sis. I know you're going to be on the line, and thank you for that. Yeah.
Peace and love.
Oh, how special was that? And also, I want to tell you guys a little story right here, and then we're going to start taking readings. Those of you who have your Kim deck, you want to pull them out. And I'm going to share some things with you guys about that as well, too. But I want to tell you something that is so amazing. Sister Mia's baby girl, which is 9-9. Those of you who listen to the Kim line, you might have even heard her when she was a little baby in the background saying a couple of words. And sometimes she's on the Blue Blast call and she says a couple of words, too. But her birthday was a couple of days ago. And on her birthday, she actually called me. I am her godmother. She actually called me on her birthday. And when I picked up the phone, I thought it was Sister Manya, and I said, hey. And I was in between sessions, and I heard her little voice, and she said, hey, Blue. I said, Nine-Nine, you're on the phone? And she just talked, and I said, Nine-Nine, I said, nobody knows you're on the phone, do you? Do they? And she said, no. I asked her where everybody was. She told me where they were, who was gone and who's not there. And I told her, I said, I'm just so proud of you. You know, I said, I remember before you even came here, you know, telling your mother what you would look like. And we talked about visions of you and how you would be. And you're just as beautiful. And you're a beautiful, smart young girl. And all the wonderful things that you're doing. And she says, y'all are crazy. So she said, yeah. I said, and today is your birthday. I said, oh, you're calling me on your birthday. And just then I heard one of her brothers said, Nine-Nine, stop playing on the phone. And she said, okay, bye-bye. But I'll tell you guys, she doesn't really say bye-bye. She says, peace. That's what she said. So when we get off the phone, she said, peace. And she said, bye-bye. Now she's 2 years old. And she said, bye-bye. And she hung up. And so later that day, me and Sister Manya talked. And Sister Manya said, I told her, she said, the kids were telling me that Nine-Nine called you. I said, she did. I said, that just made me smile. You know, that just put a real smile on my face that she called me, you know, on my godmother, her birthday. I was going to call her later, but she called me then. I said, and the crazy thing is, when we hung up the phone, I actually looked at the minutes we talked, and we talked exactly 2 minutes. And she was 2 years old. So I say that to say, know your magic, you guys. And our babies know their magic. Sister Manya has my number programmed in the phone, but you have to press a number to get to it. And it wasn't no coincidence she called me. It wasn't no coincidence we talked for 2 minutes on her birthday. So, you know, just a special thing. And just about our babies doing so many amazing things. I can't tell you how many times I have the baby lotus reading, the glowing lotus reading, and just these amazing panels that come through about the amazing children. And one I had that I've never had for no child. This was the first one that I've had this. They're all amazing in their own right. But there was a young girl that I was doing her baby lotus reading, and I told her mother that I had a vision of her sitting at a table at about 12 years old signing her own books. Now, keep in mind, she's probably 5 or 6 now. She's not that old. And her mother said, that's crazy because how about she loves to write? And she even pretended to, like, write her own little book. And I said, you know, I love doing these baby lotus readings and the glow lotus readings now live with the parent right on the phone, because you guys get to experience the channel that I'm having about your child right there firsthand. And so that's the benefit of the way that just kind of helped to align these in a different way, that you get to be present when these channels are coming through, and just so profound to hear the feedback from the parent right there, and just to do it right on the spot. So just kind of wanted to share that with you guys. All right, you guys, we're in the month of August. Of course, the Olympics is going on. I don't know about you guys, but I woke up so sore the other day. Oh, my back was sore. My legs were sore. Hips was sore. Oh, my goodness. And I kept saying, wow, this is crazy. I'm sore. My whole body is sore. I'm just so sore. I can't even barely move arms. I can't even move. Just so sore. And the reason I was so sore is because I was sitting there watching the Olympics. And I was doing all of this crazy channeling with them, getting into their energy, going to their past lives. I'm doing the events with them. You know, as they're running as Gabby is doing all of these flips. I'm flipping with Gabby. I'm jumping up and down. I'm out of breath. I'm doing all of this to them. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm in the water. I'm swimming with the brother. I'm like, ooh, come on, we're going for the goal. And then when the brother was running from, I think it was Jamaica, one of his countries, and he caught a hamstring. Ah, I caught my leg started hurt. I said, ooh, I'm in too deep. Let me lay back. Sip on some water and just chill out. I was in too deep with the Olympics. But I'll share this for you before I was going to the phone line, because, you know, that's the interesting thing about the mind. And this is actually some science that has been done. And I talked about this a few years ago on the show, is that the mind cannot tell the difference between what's real and what is not. This is why our image is so important. We are getting bombarded with images every single day. This is why it's important that you find that time to get in that quiet space, for you to meditate, for you to close your eyes, for you to shut down the third eye, for you to step away and just shut some things down. And for you guys, that's what happened to me on Friday. You know, I do so much of the readings, and when I'm in tune with that energy, it is really about receiving. It's about being in the place of just stillness, of just receiving. It's not about being right. I tell you guys this all the time in readings. It's not about being right. It's about being able to receive. Just being in pure feminine energy, or what I call it, of just being able to receive those signals, things that are coming to you. And your mind doesn't know the difference. So when you're watching a movie, you know, when you're watching things on television, you know, when you're seeing things, and even for us when we're reading, you know, when you're reading stories, you're reading things, your mind doesn't know that that's not real. See, it doesn't know that that's real unless you tell it that this is real. There's actually a study that has been done, two of them. One they did with Olympic athletes. And what they did is they took them into this chamber and they monitored everything. They monitored their heart rate. They monitored their pulse, their blood pressure, their perspiration. They monitored their brain activity, their waves that were going on in their brain waves. And then they told them to close their eyes. They put them in this dark room and told them to close their eyes, and they wanted to visualize themselves doing their activity that they were training for the Olympics. And they did it. And then 3 days later, they put all of these things on them, all of the same thing, monitor their brains, and they had them physically do the activity. And when they took the two brain patterns and they put the brain patterns, the perspiration, you know, the body activity, and they put them side by side, they were almost identical, showing you that visualization is important. You know, Siba Ra Unefa Amin, who's been on the remix before, talked about in his book, The Metternetter. He talked about everything that we do is already being rehearsed before you do it. So everything that you're getting ready to do is already being rehearsed. You've already done it. So this is about having a good rehearsal. So if you have something special come up, you have a special event plan, I talk about this in the one-on-one personal private sessions that I do with you guys from all around the world. It's about getting into knowing your magic. Know that you can have a good person. Visualize it. Take yourself to that. So much is about feeling and emotion. That's why I love the chakras. I love that. I love everything about feelings and emotions. I really feel that we need to retrain our brain about what we think about feelings and emotions, because they're not to be suppressed. It is for you to express them to the fullest, or at least acknowledge them, because this is really where it takes, it propels you to move yourself into this experience and really get the outcome that your vibration, your higher self is seeking. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Too many times we have bad rehearsals. You know, you keep thinking something bad is going to happen, it's not going to work, and guess what? You're creating that. You're sending out ripples. You know, those little brain patterns send themselves out into the universe, and what it's looking for is its likeness to attract to it. And likeness is what's going to come back to you. Not what you're trying to trick yourself into believing, but really what you truly, authentically get this, feel. You understand? So it's not about what you're saying out of your mouth. It's about what are you feeling. So when these two realities don't match up, then I know that I can take you back to, let's talk about what's really going on inside of you. The month of August, so much is going on in the month of August. So much, like I said, this is really where a lot of the alignment of the planets are beginning to come together. We're moving out of it where the alignment is lining up with Aquarius, and that energy is starting to filter itself down. So this is about really bringing out the genius in you. This is the perfect time. This is why we're doing, this is by design, you guys. This is why the Kim Business Class is this, because this is the perfect time for home. This is the perfect time for business. This is the perfect time for temple business, which is every single day. But this temple business, you understand? The temple business is about the magic. It's about knowing the magic of self. It's about understanding those principles and getting into them. This is a great time for that. This is about you to begin to get into your energy, to get to know who you are, and really get to know that on an authentic level. You know, get to know yourself on an authentic level. It's about expressing those things of love for yourself. We got a blue moon coming up, for goodness sakes. It is some powerful energy out there. You got to tap into it. That's one of the things that Brother Panic always talks about. You can have all sockets in your house, but if you don't have nothing to put the shit in with, then you can't get to the energy. So I don't want anybody to think that all you have to do is just be, and this is going to happen to you by some damn default. You're not going to wake up. It's not going to be a book at the end of the bed that's going to tell you how to do it. This is about living life on your terms. You understand? This is about living life on your terms. There's no map. There's no to-do list. This is about you living life on your terms and doing it your way. But you got to own it. You understand? And that takes, for brothers, a lot of intestinal fortitude. And for sisters, that takes a lot of juicy juice. That takes a lot of juice to own it. You understand? This is not the time to be the coward. This is not the time to back yourself out of these things. Because, you know, this energy in this month is about being able to be flexible and to be able to kind of, as we see in the Kim deck, ride the cosmic wave. You understand? Riding that cosmic wave doesn't mean you sit back and just let shit happen to you. We did that already. That was called slavery. We did that. You understand? Despite the fact that many of us here in the West that have this connection on a DNA level, our ancestors fought back. But we see what just sitting back, allowing shit to happen, can get. You see? This is what it can get you. For those of you that are here, this is about those of you that really want to know magic. And for any of you to get shit twisted, because I, you know, sometimes I sit back, and these are some of the things when I was in my downtime that I had a chance to reflect on, is that we can just masturbate a word to death. You know what I mean? We can just masturbate with a word so much. But let me just bring you to the point so you can get this full orgasmic experience. When I say magic, I am talking about living life with a purpose. A purpose. Not my purpose, your purpose. Living life with a purpose is magic. You understand? Whether you want to take that shit on the low level or you want to take it on the high level, it's living life with a true divine purpose. And here's the other part that's going to be key to that, and knowing it. See, it's one thing, because I get this a lot. People tell me, oh, I know I'm supposed to be doing something great, but I don't know what it is. See, that doesn't help you. You got to know what it is. I'm not talking about predicting the damn future, because that's relevant. Who cares about predicting the future? Because the past, the present, and future, all of that shit is happening right now at the same time. So this isn't about waving the magic wand and looking into the future. And this isn't about holding grips tight onto the past that you can't even be present in this moment. But it's about you being conscious of it. What does it mean to be conscious? To think and feel at the same time. See, those feelings are so damn important. Feelings. Whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're, you know, you're in love, or whether you're angry, you know, whether you're jumping up and down. It's about thinking, feeling at the same time, and know that you're doing it. Not that you don't know you're doing it. You understand? We're not in the wilderness. We're not trying to come out of the wilderness. It's time for you to know. It's time for you to take the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere, and bring those two together. So you can't just stay in woo land. Of course, I love woo woo, but I can't live in woo woo. You understand? Because I got some real left brain shit that got to happen. Some left brain things that has to happen. It's about taking the best both worlds, the left and the right hemisphere, bringing them together to bring out the genius. August, it's some great energy on the planet. Every single day is a gateway day. You know, we can say that. August, you get that little push. You know how you get that little push and you need a little push to kind of get you out the door? This is the little push here. This is the push for abundance. This is the push for you to begin to get that energy flowing upward. It's about you tapping into your authentic genius. And it's about you knowing your magic. You can do it during this month. It's a whole lot of energy here for you to do it. And it's preparing you for now. Preparing yourself for now. And then getting yourself into the position so you can do it. 2013 is right around the corner. So those of you who are still looking, you won't be here. Well, hell, you're probably right. You won't be here. You get to leave. No one holds you hostage. The only thing I could say to you is that you may have to do the shit again, you know, if you rush yourself up out of here. But it's time for you to dig in deep. And it's time for you to get those lessons that you came here to the planet. And then this is key. Acknowledge what you have learned. Stop doing the circle jerk. Stop doing the damn circle jerk. People call in every single time I do readings and ask the same question. It's the circle jerk. I get it. I get it. Trying to get out of the circle jerk. Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. We're going to do readings tonight. If you want to hear something that takes you beyond the circle jerk, call in, press one. If you're not ready to hear that, don't call in. Don't call in. Because I'm just going to tell you, you know, I've been hanging out with the aliens all week. I've been swimming with the damn dolphins. I've been dancing with Must Be Love and cracking jokes, Brother Panic on the side. So you don't want to mess with me tonight. If you don't hear it, don't press one. Point blank. Point blank. I'm just saying. Had a talk with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Expanse earlier. You don't want to do it. S on Twitter, Sister Munya's here. The Remix fan is here. So we're going to get into some magic again. It must be love. We're going to get into that. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And oh, by the way, let me say this. So many of you have said to me, Ms. Blue, I'm doing readings on my friends, and I'm using the Kim deck, and I think that's fantastic. I think it's great. But don't just say this for some shit for somebody else. Use it for you. Channeled the Kim deck, and I use it. So use it for yourself, too, you know? Use it for yourself, too. You know, don't shortchange yourself. This is the good stuff. We're going to talk about the juicy juice and the sweet, the caramel sweet stuff. This is the sweet stuff. Use the best stuff for you. Use it for yourself. Why not? You deserve it. The Kim deck has been all over the world and back again. And for very good reasons, you see. Very good reason. Okay, so we're going to go over to the phone lines and see who's on the phone lines. See who's on the phone lines, you guys. And don't forget, go over on Twitter. #remixchatandchill. Go ahead and do that. Get out the circle jerk. Yes, get out the damn circle jerk. That's right. We don't want to do a circle jerk. So here we go. We're going to go to the first caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the Remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and love. I'm Belinda. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Greetings to you, Belinda, from Cleveland, Ohio. What's so for you tonight?
Well, I didn't understand you.
I said, what's so for you? What's good for you? You called in. Tell me what you're calling in for tonight.
Oh, I'm calling in because I wanted to know more, have more insight. I'm trying to get that tie this circle jerk too, but I've been doing quite a bit of reading, and I'm trying to tap into my God self to awaken my higher self to, you know, really find out what my I know what my purpose is, but it's a lot of things I want to do. I want to do it the right way. And right now, I want to. There's a right or a wrong way, because I think with me is going to even out itself regardless.
Let's
look at the insight.
Okay. All right. And I want to make sure that I can. I want to make sure that I understand your question correctly. You said you know what your purpose is.
Yes.
But you want to make sure that you're doing. But you want to make sure that you're doing it the right way.
Yes. Or.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of things, Belinda. The first thing that I want to talk to you about is first dismiss this whole right or wrong way. I want you to dismiss that, because here's some things I want you to think about, and I'm going to tell you immediately when I get into your energy, the first thing that comes up to me, it speaks to me about the relationship that you had with your mother that was very estranged and very confusing. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is where you really learned about not having the confidence that you need to have. You see what I mean? Not having the confidence that you need to have to just move on something. So here's a couple of things I want you to focus on. If you want to do your business, the first thing that you have to do is to begin to take ownership that is your business, not your daughter's business, not family and friends business, and no one has to help you with it. This is your purpose if you truly feel this in your heart. And then you have to begin to move on it and do it and be consistent. What I see is that you constantly are doing things, but you're not consistent with it. And so therefore, it doesn't manifest itself to what it needs to be. So a couple of things. First thing, this relationship between you and your mother has made her transition, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. She's been gone now for quite a few years, huh?
Quite a while.
Yeah, she's been gone for quite a while. Maybe, I don't know, I'm kind of picking up somewhere over 13, 14 years now.
A bit longer than that, yes.
A bit longer than that? Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, she's been gone for a long time. She's still around you and still has this impact on you. But one of the things that your mother was really trying to do in her own way, because this is something that has been passed to you, and you, unfortunately, have kind of passed this on to your daughter. So you're right. You're in the circle jerk. You've got to be able to make a decision and stay sound with it. So I don't care if you decide, Belinda, that today I'm going to get up and what I'm going to work on today is I'm going to sit down and I'm going to start charting out what this looks like for me. I'm going to spend an hour. Stick to that. Stick to that. That's your hardest problem, is to be able to stick to that. Really, for every single day, you need to meditate. You need to meditate and sit down. I believe in the power of the pen and the paper. You've got to release this energy with your mother. You've got to release it. So you can release it for your daughter. It can be released for generations to come. The first thing is to call your spirit back and really sit down and write a heart-to-heart letter to your mother. Take that letter, sleep with it underneath your pillow for 14 nights. On the 14th day, I want you to open the letter, sign it, and then I want you to burn it. Burn it safely. Light a white candle and burn it. And sign it and say, I truly release you and I truly forgive. I see inside your heart that you have a very hard time forgiving. And this is where the block is coming from you, that you cannot move forward to even do what you know is truly your purpose. Once you be able to bring this energy between your mother, your daughter, and yourself into balance, you can get out of this circle jerk and move forward. By the way, the business that you're about to get ready to get embarked on has a lot. You're going in the right direction with this particular business, but you make some things, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I see this. I see you very crafty, and I see you making these things, but you don't really have the confidence. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take three of those gifts, and I want you to make them for the closest people to you. And I want you to give it away as a gift. Because another thing for you, Belinda, is that you got to understand about the flow, about ebb and flow. And if you're not willing to open up and give, then you cannot receive. The universe just doesn't work that way. I want you to make them, and I want you to give them away. I want you to give them away without any expectation. I want you to give two of them to your closest friends, and then I want you to give one away to someone you don't know, a complete stranger, and to bless somebody else with it. Then you're going to be able to see how all of this opens up. And come back, let me know. I'm going to say in about 2 months, you're going to see a big breakthrough in this, but it's really up to you. First step, get out your circle jerk. Get it out, because this pattern is rotating around you. I see it just spinning around you. And your mother is sitting in the corner watching you. She's watching you with tears in her eyes because she didn't have the strength to do it. She loves you, and she hopes that you can forgive for all the things that have happened and the confidence that she didn't give you growing up. So now they can begin to get it for yourself and then really write this story for your daughter and for generations to come.
Okay.
All right? So make sure you call us back and let us know. Peace and love.
Oh, I will. Peace and love.
All right. All right, you guys. I want to give a big shout out. Ebony from New York is in the chat room. Peace, Ebony. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling him area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up, Lou?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Corey from Atlanta. We got through 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, this is Corey and Nisha.
No doubt. So,
how, you How you doing, Corey?
Doing good. I've been listening to you for about a year, but I'm going to let Nisha ask some questions just at our hall the other weekend.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Nisha?
I'm good. I know you know that we're getting married next month.
Yes, we talked about that last show. Yeah.
I have, like, tons of nervous energy about, like, feeling like I'm going to always hold the ball financially.
That is kind of coming up. And, you know, one thing, Nisha, that I love about your energy, and immediately when I get into it, I see this very tangerine-colored orange color that is just so, so amazing. This color is all around you. It's a color of creativity. It's also connected with the goddess Sarasvati because it vibrates on that creative level. Now, also speaks to a lot of other things, though. Speaks to a lot of other things. You know, when it comes to this particular color, orange, and orange, whenever I see this orange light around anyone, it really is this color that really is about, you know, being thoughtful, being considerate. You know, it really has this vibrant color, but it also has a lot to do with the energy in the kidneys. And let me tell you how this relates to the sort of what I like to call dark side of the color orange, because all colors have different energies. And when a person with strong pockets of this orange energy, this energy begins to flip itself, as I call it, on the backside, and it goes into the dark side of this, it really has a lot to do with kidneys and a person with kidney problems. Have you ever had a kidney infection?
No, not a kidney. I don't think it was a kidney infection. Like, I've had, like, a urinary tract infection.
Right. Okay. And that makes sense, Nisha, because this is the onset. Here's what I want you to know about yourself and about your energy, is that you tend to hold your anger inside, and your anger sets up in your kidneys.
Okay.
You see? It sets up in your kidneys. You don't want to do that. I do see this thing about obstacles and challenges around you. So let's talk about this fear that you have, that you're going to have to be the main provider to provide all of these things for what is going on with your family situation, your soon-to-be new husband, yourself, and any children or babies that you guys may have. Tell me what is the thing that scares you the most about this?
I just don't want to, like, have that burden on me to feel like, you know, if I fail, like, everyone's going down with me pretty much. Like, I just always feel like I'm holding the ball with, you know, friends and family. I mean, it's just that I've always felt this way. I don't know if it's, like, self-made. Like, it's just who I am, and I really don't have to feel that way, and I just need to kind of, like, release it or let it go, or if I'm just completely controlling. So I just, you know, I don't know why I feel this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's two things. One, you feel this way because it is very real. And even at a young age in your life, you've had to take responsibility, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So it makes sense that you feel this way. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You can do it. There's nothing wrong with, you know, here's what you don't want to get caught up in. You don't want to get caught up in what everyone else says the structure of the marriage to be. So do you feel that the responsibility should be shared, or do you think that your husband, as the man, he needs to be the main provider? This is based on old perception and old thoughts. And the month of August is a great month for releasing those old patterns, because the truth of the matter is, doesn't really matter who is the person really doing most and taking care of things, because you've always done this in the relationship. So why now is this such a big issue for you?
Because I think I'm just kind of over it now, or getting tired of it. I just want, like, to know that if I did feel like taking a step back, I can, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Give yourself permission to take a step back. But I'll tell you this. I really see over the course of, let's see, how many months in a year? Over the course of the next 2 years, you're going to be that main breadwinner. You're going to be the person to really hold it together. You're going to be that person. And so really intuitively, you already know that. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Don't fear what you can already do. Because the only thing that's, I mean, you know, to fear it is to say that, what, you feel that if you fail, the whole family fails? That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. You know, but don't let this overshadow you, because right now this is about you really tapping into your true purpose. It's about obstacles and challenges. This has been a challenge for you, because truth be told, if you were to sit at home and not to work, you wouldn't want that either. You're just not that kind of chick. You know what I mean? You have to be doing something. You have to be productive. That's a big part of who you are. But really for the next 2 years, yeah, you're going to be the main person kind of holding it down. And so, you know, that's really what I pick up, unless you make some things to make some drastic changes. But know that this is not at the core of what is going on. At the core of what is going on is that you ultimately have the Cinderella syndrome, which is nothing wrong with that, you know, where, you know, the knight on the shining horse comes along, scoops you up, and takes care of everything. Takes care of everything. And because when you were growing up, you really didn't get a chance to see this. This is a big fear that you didn't want to end up like some of the women in your family.
Right.
Does it make sense when I say that? You don't want to end up like them. And here's the truth of the matter, Nisha. You're not like them. But don't let what is on the outside destroy something so truly divine from what's on the inside. And that's the love that you have for each other. You understand? People will get into your relationship and they will try to tell you how the hell that should go. And the truth be told, you get into their relationship and get into the intricate detail, it is absolutely nothing as it appears. So if this structure is working for you and you have someone there that can support you, and that right now you're the person that is working and you're the main person that is taking care of what we call some of these grounding things, which is about how we build our roots here in the physical reality, then so be it. You see? So be it for now, because in the end, it's going to pay off for you. It's going to pay off for you. You're happy. You're in a good space. You know, don't let those people get in your ear and tell you what your relationship should be. Build the authentic template from your heart, not from your mom.
Okay.
Yeah. But the next 2 years, about 2 years, you're going to be holding it down, sister girl, but you can do it. You can actually do it. And this is where you kind of...
Let me tell you why.
Well, you know why. I mean, do you want me to retell you why?
Yeah, well, I'm like, well, how, I mean, is it that Corey's really going to just decide that he's going to do the business and it's going to hinder us or set us back? Or I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is...
Well, you know, ultimately, nothing is written in stone. I'm telling you, based upon where your energy is at this particular time, based upon where your energy is at this time, this is where you are. You understand? This is where you are with this. So based upon where you are at this particular time, this is where you guys are with the energy. Now, this can change. You guys can sit down and make some different decisions. But what I'm going to tell you right now is that your cold feet ain't got shit to do with you taking care of the family, because you're doing this in the relationship the whole time. So if this was going to be the deal breaker, it would have been the deal breaker.
Right.
So that's the real talk. The real talk is, are you going to be nervous? Are you going to be a little jittery? Of course you are. But search your heart and not your mind. don't let this thing about you doing what you've been doing scare you out of an opportunity to live your life for real.
Right. Or it's don't like connecting the phone from me, Ms. Blue, so I'm passing it over.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Blue, we appreciate it. Don't worry about Nisha. The God got her. You know, 2 years, 24 months, she can hold that down, and then we going to live our bunny.
You know what, Corey.
God got it. Don't even worry about it. I wouldn't even never sit back, but I appreciate that. It is what it is.
Yes, and I want you guys to stay in touch. I want you to stay in touch. I want you to stay in touch, and I know you got her. So, again, for both of you, and this goes for you too, Corey, think with your heart and not with your mind. Heart.
All right.
Not your mind, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to both of you guys. Keep on holding on. Yes, that was so cute. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the phone lines. Here we go. 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, it's Asset, New Jersey.
Oh, greetings to you, Asset. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful, yes. Oh. Your question tonight.
I'm basically just picking back up from where we left off last week, I guess. Well, actually, I can't even say that because things have been, I've made changes. I took your advice.
Okay.
I'm not
holding
my baby's love.
Okay, good. Good. I do remember that, and you know I don't give out advice. It's kind of like a sore word. Advice?
I apologize.
Well, good. I'm glad things have changed, and glad that you were able to hear the message that was coming through for you, and to not hoard your baby. That's right. And to, you know, share the love with the baby, and know that that's going to work as well, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you also, I was also telling you about, you know, my relationship or whatever that I had with the girl, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm trying to figure out how should I act towards her, basically, you know, like, because I'm not too keen on how she treated me, you know, regardless of what, why. It was still like taken to another level, and I'm just not, you know, I'm not big on her, and
right, and I
understand, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, and I'm just going to tell you this, Asset, as honest as I can with this. This has a lot to do with, I want to take you back to a time, because this is a marker Spirit is giving for me, for you. When you were 10 years old and you had a fight with your best friend, you remember that?
I can't remember which is the same. I'm not sure with who. But what happened in a fight?
I want you to think.
I don't fight much.
No. It wasn't a physical fight. It was a disagreement, an argument. So let me clarify when I say fight. But an argument and a disagreement of your friend, and she accused you of taking something from her. Do you remember that?
No.
I want you to think about that, because that's going to be really, really key for where a lot of this energy got set up. I don't know what grade you would have been in, 10th grade, but trust me, it's a marker for you that Spirit is bringing up. So, yeah, I'm going to say you was around 10. I'm pretty confident about 10. I'll go as far as, say, 10, 11, or maybe somewhere in there, but definitely around 10. I don't know what grade you a person is in 10th grade, but this had something to do about a misjudgment of something around the age of 10. Well, you have real strange energy with sisters anyway, period, correct?
Necessarily. I mean, I'm a very loving person, so.
No. Loving has nothing to do with this. You can be a loving person, but typically you get along with men better than you do women. Would you say
be
true? Yeah. Okay. So now you're feeling me. So yeah, you have strange energy when it comes to sisters. And what I'm telling you is when you say, how should you treat this person?
Because I was treating her with very open arms, and now since she crossed me, You know, I have a hard time with, you know, giving people second chances because I just feel like, you know.
But here's the thing. You don't have to give her a second chance. Why do you have to give her a second chance? Can't you just accept
that? Because she's going to be around my daughter.
Okay, but this has, listen to what I'm saying. She doesn't need you to give her a second chance. You can't give another person a second chance. Just know this. It doesn't exist. There's no way you can give another person a second chance. You're not their ruler. You understand that this is something that comes from the old kingdom where the king say, I'm going to allow you to live another day. So you can't give another person a second chance. But what you need to do is you need to release it within yourself. Because remember, forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. It's about you. See, this is how I know you're not willing to forgive her. Because you still think it's about how should I treat her. Treat her however you want to treat her. Treat her with a long spoon. When a person shows you who they are, believe it. But I think it's real interesting, if my memory serves me right, that you're only holding her responsible for this and not him, not the baby's daddy. Real interesting.
I am only because I have done the work to know why me and him are separated at this moment. It's not just one reason. It's a lot of reasons. And, you know, like you said, it's the future, the present, and the past. So I'm living through all of those right now, truly.
Yeah.
And I understand what happened with us, with me and this female as well. But, you know, just trying to move forward, you know, I'm trying to figure out how you know, it's going to be amicable between me and her because I still feel a way about the way she treated me. And I never got an apology. I mean.
And you may never get one, but it's not about her apology. How about there's some people who can apologize to you and don't mean a damn thing about it? Would that make you feel better? For her to just say, oh, I'm sorry. Would that make you feel better? That's not going to make you feel better. There is absolutely nothing she can say to make you feel better and vice versa. It's not. You understand? Because this is not about her. This is about you wanting to be with the baby's daddy and not wanting her there. That's the honest truth about this circle jerk.
But the honest truth is also that, you know, that's not the intention in the beginning. That was not my intention from the beginning. It was never me just wanting just me and him to be together.
The honest truth is, based upon what I pick up in your energy, yes, but you were willing to compromise and say that you would share him. See, that's the honest truth. Let's just get down to the skinny of it. The whole honest truth is you never wanted to do this polygamy thing. You settled for it because you wanted him. Then once you got into it, you were willing to do what you needed to so that you can. Somebody's tweeting me. Let me stay focused. But the honest truth is that you never wanted this. Be honest about that because this is going to help you. This isn't what you wanted because the whole polygamy thing of what you was thinking, worst case scenario, blew up their face. It happened. And you seen this coming. You're an intuitive sister. You seen this coming. And this is another reason.
Yeah, and I tried to, and that's the thing. I tried to get out at that point when I knew that I was like, all right, I think I need to get my own. But instead, I took some intuitive wise words that she also gave me. And, you know, at least that's what she had said it was, you know, and I listened.
Right. So basically,
and I'm sorry, but Ms. Blue, because before him, I dealt with somebody who had someone, and I'm fine with that because I just feel like I know the purpose of a man, and you know, that's
but
why there's so much.
But you don't. But
she ain't going
but
on.
You don't. But you don't. But you don't know, and I want to tell you honestly, you don't know. This is why you're so upset at her. You don't know. but it is because of this self-esteem within yourself that you're willing to settle for it. But let me be very clear here, because I know some people who are in a polygamous relationship and they don't have these issues. So I'm not telling you this based upon just the fact that there is one man and two women are sharing him. That's not the position I'm coming from. But you don't understand what this is, and this is never what you wanted. It's what you settled for. It's what you settled for because you felt like at the time this is the only thing that you could get, that you could never get a man that would only be interested in you. So therefore, okay, why not? You can't beat him. Damn it, let me join him. And this is what happened if you up in your face. Okay. It did. So this is what I want to tell you. Hold on a second. Hold up a second, because I just got an email from another sister that said, it's interesting that you're doing this reading because it seems like you're doing it with for me, because I had a fight with a friend when I was 10 years old, and she accused me of doing something. And and she's going through this whole situation here, too. So maybe that was for you. But no, I'm going to say that you guys are both in the same situation. But the number one thing that I want to tell you is that you need to let all this anger go, because in the meanwhile, the person who's suffering is your baby. You're suffering too, but your baby is suffering and carrying this energy. And, you know the work I do and many others that come on this platform, they come from situations like this, that some of these things are not just spiritual, what we call karma. Some of this comes from our mothers and our fathers and our environment. And so this is one that your baby is being exposed to. That's why it was so important that I told you, stop hoarding your baby. Don't make your baby a pawn in this. So here's the best thing. You want to know how to treat her? Treat her with a long spoon. Treat him with a long spoon. But the person that you need to get very close and intimate with is yourself. And know exactly what it is that you truly want. And know that you can have it, and that you don't have to compromise, and that you don't have to settle. It's about you truly feeling your spirit. And that means that you have to use discernment. That means that you have to get some details about what it is you say you want to do. And then you got to make some damn moves. You got to make it happen, because nobody else is going to make it happen for you. If you feel that the only brothers you can get is somebody that's in a polygamous relationship, you already know your energy with sisters is very strange. You already know that. So settling is not an option for you. This is a month about cooperation. So you have to cooperate here, because the truth of the matter is that your baby will be going with the baby's father. She will be around the baby. They're not going to hurt the baby. They're not.
So are they going to try to, like, is she going to be trying to, like, separate it from me at all? Like, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, do you see her, like, do you think, for instance, they would take her away from me or try to take her away from me?
I see that if you don't get a couple of things together, he's going to want his child. No different than you want your child. So this is what I'm telling you. Make sure that you're taking care. Your first priority, and who needs to be number one, is you. Do that, honestly. Take some time to heal yourself out of this whole situation. That's the baby's father. If you don't think he's going to hurt the baby, harm the baby, let him see the baby. Don't use the baby as a pawn. Don't do it. That's a real dangerous game that a lot of parents have played. Don't do it.
Right. And you know, that's why just this past week, you know, I just opened up the door to him to let him know that he could see the child. And he said that she's going to be around. And I said, okay, I'm content with that, because in order for her to see her father, I have to be. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how to move forward in a situation or out of this situation.
Well, right now you're already out the situation. What do you mean, move out of it? The only thing that you can do is continue to build a strong foundation for yourself, learn your lessons from this here, and continue to move forward. But see, the honesty is what you got to have. And I'm not telling you to have it in front of a million people here on the remix. The honesty is you still want him, you see. And see, that's going to take you down a completely different road. And you get to go down that road because your life. But I'm saying be honest about what it is you truly want. Don't fool yourself. You can play the game with everybody else, but don't play it with yourself. Be honest. You want him and her out the picture. That's what you want. There's no wrong. There's no right. There's nothing to be said about it from a judgment point of view. He's not willing to do that. So now
right.
What? He's not willing to do that. He says either it's both of y'all or it's her. She's not going anywhere.
Right.
So really what's happening is your feelings hurt, and rightfully so. Who doesn't want to be chosen? But here's what I'm telling you. Move on. About 10 months from now, you're going to meet somebody else, and your life is going to change.
Yeah.
You cannot manifest yourself if you're stuck here. You and her are one and the same. She's doing the same thing, and you're doing the other thing. But, you know, it's everybody wants to be chosen. Everyone wants to be that girl. You understand? Everybody wants to be that girl. But here's the thing. You get to do it. But make sure it's with that guy. You understand? Make sure it's with the right that guy. Don't play these mind games and think that you're stronger. Too many times I see sisters do this. Oh, I'm okay with sharing him. I understand that it's not enough men out there, and so I shared. But deep down in your heart, you're hovering all of this anger and all this resentment, and then soon as something happens, the whole thing blows up in your face. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Don't do it. There is a shortage of men out here. Trust and believe it's not. But there is a shortage of self-esteem, and you need to get some. Real talk. Get some self-esteem for yourself and for your baby so you can get out of this circle jerk. Sit down. Begin to write yourself out of this situation. You're a very intuitive sister. Sit down and begin to trust yourself. Stop trusting everything that's outside of you and start to trust what is inside of you. Write yourself out of this situation. What is this perfect relationship that you see yourself in? And I'm not talking about the ins and outs, because everyone gets to bring themselves to the table. But I'm talking about, what is it? Are you still in fantasy land about what that means? Is the white horse coming with the brother riding up on the horse that's going to scoop you up and just take care of you and take care of all your needs? If you want that dream, I'm not here to tell you it can't happen. What I'm saying is find the dream, stick to it, and then take action on it. That's the only way it's going to happen. It is nothing worse than reading a good story and then walking into some shit. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yourself, you deserve better. Don't do it.
So was it a mistake that I got with him?
Of course not. How can you make a mistake in your own life? That's impossible. It's not a mistake. Learn lessons from him, because this is also about you trying to manipulate the situation too. It just didn't work out in your favor.
Honestly, Miss Blue, I swear I did not have the intent of, you know, going in and trying to take over or any of that. I was really trying to work on the relationship, because me and him have had a chance to bond. I was really trying to work on a relationship with me and her, you know, because I know that's what it's about. But I'm like, it didn't work. So now I do feel that way, where I do want
right.
her out, where I did want her out, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you never wanted her in the beginning. Can't you see the only thing that you were doing was settling? Settling never works. Do you know what happens to the ground when it settles? And it's a big hole underneath. This is where those sinkholes come from. They just found a huge one in New York, a huge sinkhole. This is what happens when we settle. You see, settle on top of some shit that's already broken. It sinks. It falls apart right in front of our face. Don't settle. You understand? Don't settle. Be honest with yourself. Recognize where you are with the situation. Do what's in the best interest for your daughter. And then begin to trust your own spirit. You cannot hear your own voice. And this goes back to when you were about 10 years old. You've got to be still enough to hear yourself. And right now you can't hear yourself. So I need you to sit down, do some ritual work. Begin to write your way of the situation. That's going to be powerful. You can stare. You can read it over. Sit down. Write it out. Make it make sense to you. Not to anybody else, but to yourself. And then don't settle. Or else you're going to have a big sinkhole. That's not cute. So how do you treat her? You treat her like you treat anybody else. Someone that's going to be around your child, you treat her. Because the person you're really angry at is yourself. You're mad at yourself for not listening in the very beginning. Because all the signs, all the clues were there. And I feel you right now. My heart goes out to you. But tell the truth to yourself. Tell the truth to yourself. And sit with that. Be okay with you for right now. Just be okay with you. That has never been good enough for you. Be good enough for yourself. And then you'll be great enough for anything or anyone else that comes up next to you. Yeah. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Infinitely. I'm sure you come back and let us know how it goes.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love. And take care of that baby girl.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Peace. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, stop settling, you guys. I can't tell you. It's not a good thing. 646-652-7711 is the number to call. 646?
Yes, good night, Ms. Blue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Lanisha. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay. Brooklyn, that's where I was born.
Yes.
Greetings to you, Lanisha.
Actually, I was waiting for the remix to come on Friday all week. I was preparing everything, and then I kept checking the website, Blog Talk, and then unfortunately it didn't happen. But it's okay. You're on tonight. So.
Yeah. Yes. I put a message up on Facebook, or I had Sister Munya. You know, sometimes, and I'm just going to kind of speak to this a little bit. I know you want to tell me what's going on in your world. But, you know, when we talk about being true spirit and really just listening to that inner voice, that can be challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that can be challenging because, you know, sometimes it requires you to make last-minute decisions. You understand? And you have to stay true to that. And that's what I'm true to. I can't say that I do this when I'm doing readings and I'm willing to give this to everyone else and not be willing to do it for myself. Sometimes it's about making last-minute decisions when your spirit is really just calling you and moving you into that direction. So, Lanisha, tell me what I can do for you tonight.
Yes, I have two questions for you tonight. So in May I received the Kim deck. And I've been, whenever I get a chance, I try a lot of times to use the deck so I can know my magic and everything else. When I first received the deck, when I pulled the card every night or every morning, I would basically like write a poem about the card that I pulled and how I felt about the card that I pulled. But now I just seem to start just pulling cards like either in the daytime or the nighttime or the morning time. But I just wanted to ask you, what more can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And also, every time I do pull a card, I go to sleep with the card. So I put it under my pillow and I'll go to sleep. And I will hope like the spirits will talk to me through my sleep or basically give me like visions from the card that I pulled. So I just wanted to know what more can I do?
Well, first of all, let me ask you, and congratulations on getting the Chem deck, but I want to also know, did you get the hour-long audio to go with it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, a couple things you can do. If you have a question, if it's something that you want to get some clarity, some more insight on, you can actually not just pull for inspiration, really to put you in the best energy. You can also use it like you were doing dream work and really sleep with the cards underneath your pillow and really just have that energy speak to you. Those are all really great ways. But you can also use it in your day-to-day life. For instance, you could say, you could ask the cards what I do so that I can begin to tap more into really building my psychic muscles, getting to know my magic. So, for instance, the card that I pulled for you, and this is very interesting and very exact, is card number 31, which is the card of thought, which is also Osiris, his Greek name. It's about sacred words, it's about knowledge, and it's also about being the magician. Now, here's what you can actually do. You can actually begin to do some study and do some research on the particular god or goddess and see what energy is coming up, how you can begin to dive deeper into that. And then sometimes it's just about you really just listening to what it means to you at that time. So if you have a question, you can use it for relationships. If you have a question in your relationship, you can pull a card. I give you a relationship spread on the hour-long see. If you want to know, like, what do I need to do to be in the best position to receive the energy that's coming forth for me today as I get ready to go to work, go to school, as I get ready to just move about my day, you can pull a card. It will tell you exactly what to do and where the energy is. So it is a live oracle. It's a live oracle because the energy is a reflection coming from you. It's coming from your higher self. It's coming from your psychic energy. So you can use it on everything. I have people who pull cards to see what dinner they should eat for dinner. They pull a card to see what time they should be doing certain things or if this is a time for them to make a move, to travel. So relationships, family issues, you know, for financial things for the future. You can pull a card for absolutely everything.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So did that help?
Yes, it did help. And I also wanted to share with you that the other day I had my 3-year-old sister, we went through the deck, and she basically told me like what each image meant to her, what she interpreted each image
Put some of them up on the website. Those are the stories we love to hear, especially when the babies are pulling, because they are straight channeling. They are straight pulling it out. And so I love to hear those stories. So you definitely want to make sure that you go over to missblueblast.com/cards and put those testimonies up there. But you can use the deck for absolutely everything. But really, that's what I would say. There are a pantheon of gods and goddesses that's in this deck. When Dr. Ali Bey was on the other day, a lot of what he spoke about was about every single one of those we had in the deck. We have the goddess Moot, the goddess Sekhmet, we have Tefnut and Shu, we have the goddess Mawu, we have God Haru in there, we also have Miss Blue, Sister Manya, goddess Mayat, Tahuti. Let me just go through these really, really quickly. Baby Blue is in there. Het Haru is in there. All of these goddesses, Aset and Asar. So there is a whole pantheon of gods and goddesses in there. And there is a spread that I'm going to be giving you. You will just use these gods and goddesses to do the spread with. But you can go through each one of these and begin to start to look at the mythology, to connect yourself with the mythology in there. And also start to just pull for the energy of numerology. The chakra cards are in there. You can pull the chakra cards out. your chakras. You want to check your chakras and see where your energy is, what chakra you should be working on for that particular day. Pull the chakra cards out. Pull a card for the chakras, and it'll tell you which chakra to start working on, you know, or where you need to work on, and put that focus and that energy. You know, ask for, a lot of times we want spiritual gods and guides and gods to help guide us into other worlds and other realms. Pull the gods, goddesses out there, and then ask, you know, through the cards, like, which god or goddess is the one I need to tap into? Which particular deity that can actually help me, you know, understand what I'm going through at this particular time, or will be the best answer? Someone asked, can you ask a yes or no question? Well, yeah, you can, but it really is going to go so much deeper than just a yes or no. I mean, how blank that, yes or no? I mean, you don't need this. You can get a 8-ball and shake it to get yes or no. This is not about getting you a yes or no answer, but it's about really tapping into that. Because remember, this isn't some spookism that's out there. This is your energy that you're dealing with. So you're connecting with it. You're building your psychic muscle. So when you ask a question, you can even say, what if I decide to do A? What will be the outcome? Well, what if I decide to do B instead of A? What will that outcome be? And you can get your answers that way. That's another way that you can do it. So you can also say, you know, what if I decide not to go to work today? What is going to happen as a result of that? And what would be the benefit for me to go to work? You can also see that outcome too. You know, what if I make this phone call to him tonight? Is this what I should be doing at this time? You know, all of these questions can begin to ask as well too. Mm-hmm.
And then I have a, thank you so much for that. Then I have another question. I know that there's going to be a new moon coming up on Friday the 17th, and I wanted to know what kind of preparation that I can do for the new moon that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something. We can always take advantage of the moon in so many different phases. And like I was talking at the beginning of the show tonight, that we have two phenomenal moons that are going on. One had on August the 1st, and then we also have one on the 31st, the blue moons that's coming up. The 17th is also a ritual that I talked about that you do with the goddess Doris and really begin to bring abundance in. But this is a great time as far as the Kim deck that you can actually charge your deck, and you can do this with any of your decks you have, but you can charge them. I take some roses. I take some roses. You can take pink for love, and you take red, and you can take some other colors, and you can put them inside of a bag. And then you can take your cards and put them there, and then I'll just lay them out into the moonlight so that the moonlight can get into them and begin to just get into that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So lots of powerful things that you can begin to do at that particular time too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and I'm sure we'll be hearing some more stuff that we can do at that time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Lou. Have a great night.
You too. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 502. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings on the line, please.
How you doing, Blue? This is Vaughn calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Who is it?
This is Vaughn calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
You said Vaughn calling from Louisville, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay, greetings to Vaughn from Louisville.
I've been listening to the show, listening to you in panic for quite a while. And what call in, just kind of wanted to get a read and see exactly what's going on with me, if I'm heading in the right direction. Been going through a lot of changes, a lot of transformations here the last year or so, with my consciousness, and really just now starting to really get into my magic, and I just want to make sure I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple things. The first thing is that how can you not be on the right path? Of course you are. You're definitely on the right path. I definitely feel you when you say you've been been through a lot of transformation. I pulled a card for you from the Kim deck, and what came up was Haru. And, of course, we know that is all about the hero's journey. So a lot of the ups and downs that you've been going through, relationships, jobs, you've been through the whole moving from place to place. Is that about right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you've kind of been going through it all there, but no worries. This interview is going to kind of lift itself up from you, and I'm going to say really give it about 4 or 5 months from now. You're really going to see a significant change there, so you're going to keep going. You're definitely on the right path and what you have to do. The thing, though, I will talk to you about, Vaughn, is because this is going to be for you. I feel heaviness in your chest. When I immediately get into your energy, my heart chakra starts to hurt, like really, really bad. And I know it's kind of hard that when you have done so many different things that and things just don't seem to go right, that it really kind of becomes overwhelming. So I see your heart chakra just kind of closing up, and I see you kind of walking around like Linus, little blanket dragging it behind you, you know, and a little cloud like coming over you. But no worries, you know, you're not cursed, because that's something that's crossed your mind too, correct?
I never said it was cursed, but just like, I guess, dang, what's wrong with you, boy? You know, I mean,
that's the same thing. I don't mean to make it sound real scary.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same thing, thinking, why is all of this happening to me at this particular time? Well, I want you to think about this. Two words that I want to say to you. And one of them has a lot to do with actions of the past, of things of the past. And even though you've made sort of a drastic turnaround, I'm going to say within the last 3 years, prior to that, a lot of these things kind of was set in motion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was a real wild boy.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Spirit really shows me that picture really clear, that these were some things from about 3 years ago and prior to, that this is where these things began to start to come up. This is why these things have been to happen, is because of those things of the past. But what's going to be key for you is that you have to get to forgiveness. And right now, that's a tough spot for you, Vaughn, is forgiving. And you've got to forgive. You've got to forgive so that you can let this go. And this is how you're going to begin to ultimately bring some harmony in your life. Two things I want you to do is I want you to get a lime, I want you to get a lemon, and I want you to slice the lime, and I want to slice the lemon together. And then I want you to take those slices, take about 4 of them, and put them in a glass of water. Before you put it in the water, I want you to charge the water. Lime energy really holds that vibration, that very green vibration that comes from the heart. And so does the lemon. The lemon is very, very purifying. You know, anytime you want to detox something from ourselves, you know, lemon water is one of the most purest things that we can do. So you're going to take the lime and you're going to take the lemon and you're going to put 4 slices in a glass. The 4 is going to represent the heart chakra. And I want you to charge water with forgiveness. I want you to charge that water with healing. I want you to charge that water with all of those things. You understand? I want you to begin to charge that water with that. And then I want you to begin to slowly sip on that water. And while you're sipping on that water, when you finish, I want you to begin to meditate, visualize yourself just really sending out forgiveness to those you have hurt and even those who may have hurt you, and just release that energy from yourself. And do that for at least 5 nights in a row, and then you'll be able to feel this energy come up off of you and really help to open up your heart chakra as well too.
Okay, I hear you, Blue. I got one more question. I have 6 daughters. Okay. Three are my wife's children from a previous marriage, and then I have 3 daughters of my own. Is there anything special about me having 7 female energies around me?
Oh, yes. It's very, very special, because your relationship with your mother was kind of estranged.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, this is really just to put it this way. This was kind of written in stone for you before you actually came to this carnation. That keeps you in the position. It is a reminder to you. And I'm not going to say you always got this reminder, but from an Akashic record point of view, it is a reminder to you to really respect feminine energy. And up until as of late, you really didn't respect that energy. So your daughters are going to be that constant reminder. You know how we talk about the seven het herus who actually greet you when a baby is born? The seven names or the seven faces of het heru, they're here to greet you. And each one of these girls have their very own and unique personalities, and they are here to show you a different aspect of feminine energy because you really didn't have a lot of respect for that.
I got you.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much, Blue. You keep doing what you're doing. I love the show, and I just send peace and blessings out to you.
All right. To you, too. Peace and love. And definitely hit us back or let us know how it's going for you, too. Peace and love.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next call. Can you guys believe it? The chat room is wilding out. We got 25 minutes left to go. Chatting and chilling. Next week, coming on the remix, the Reverend Goddess Maine is going to be here, and she's going to be doing it like none other before. And then Sunday night, a cult Q&A with none other than Brother Panic. You definitely want to be online and locked in for that. We're going to go to the next call. We're calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 773. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in, looks like, from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Calling from Harvey, Louisiana. It's Dominic, Miss Blue. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Dominic. How are you?
I'm good. I've been following along. Just wanted to touch base with you and get a little read.
Okay. Well, tell me what's going on. We don't have a lot of time, Dominic, so I want to dive
right.
in where you want me to dive in. Ooh, speaking of diving, I was doing a lot of diving in the Olympics, you know, when I was watching it, but go ahead.
I'm in the process of moving, like, me and my mom, and, like, we're in the process of moving right now, so, like, things are a little, like, mysterious for everybody, like, we don't know, exactly where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. Interesting enough, I pulled the card for you from the Kim deck, and what came up was clean house. So this is really, really good. I feel really good about the move. I see that you guys are moving, and two things that come up on the radar, Dominic, and you can let me know, because one, I said you guys are moving to a different part of Louisiana, but then I said y'all are trying to move to a whole nother state.
Yeah, mom and them, well, we're trying to go back to Jersey.
I see a whole nother state. You know, this move is going to be real interesting, but I think the shift is actually going to be pretty good. It's going to be a little rocky in the beginning, if that makes sense. For the move in the beginning, here's something you can begin to do is really start to set the tone for the move and not this is you running away from something. Because for you, Dominique, I'm going to tell you, track and field is going on in the Olympics, and boy, you can jump right in and get with them because I see you as a runner. I see you running. So mm-hmm. I don't want you to take this move as you running. Don't run. Walk through this gateway. You know, own it. This is an opportunity for you to release a lot of these baggage, these things that you've carried with you. It's an opportunity for your mother to release some of her baggage that's carrying. But you guys cannot go with the mindset that you're running from something. Because the only thing you'll be running from is yourself, and the same situation you created here, you're going to be creating there. I also see, and you tell me about this, and you may not want to discuss this all here, but I know that you called in, so I trust that you want to hear this. I also see that there is some sort of piece of paper being served to somebody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, mom, I went to court.
Oh, okay.
Last Friday, so it's time to start rolling out. We're moving on Tuesday, so.
Okay, because I see this piece of paper, and I see someone being served, and I see this house, and Clean House came up. So even though this situation is here, I really want you guys to get very, very grounded and know that you're not running. Understand? Because
right.
If you take this running energy with you, then it's going to create more obstacles there. You need to do some detaching, but you need to set some good intention. Sit down with everyone who's going to be moving and make sort of what I call an intention sheet. Take you a piece of paper. You can actually take you just a regular piece of paper and you can staple a gold and a red ribbon to the piece of paper. And what you're going to do on that intention sheet is one by one while you're sitting at that table, this is a great place to do this, and each person write down their positive intention for what you want to have, energy you want to take with you when you move to the new space. Also, you need to do some clearing in the space that you're at. And that is that if there's any negative energy, you're going to tell the spirit of that place to stay there. If the spirit of that place has been good to you and it's been positive and you want to take that, invite the spirit to come with you. But you need to do some detaching. On a spiritual level, on a physical level, you need to begin to do some detaching. So sit down. Everybody needs to write on that intention sheet. I want you to take it with you. When you finally get settled into your new space, you're going to take it and you're going to hang it on your door. Hang it on the inside doorknob upside down in your new sacred space. It's a feng shui principle. I gave it out in one of the shows before in the past, and it will set the energy. Let it hang there with a red ribbon and a gold ribbon, and you're going to staple it upside down, and that's going to help bring all of that positive intention in your new space so you don't have that old energy tracking itself following you. But stop running. Walk through this gateway. Walk through this door. Make it be known to everyone in that sacred space that's leaving. You know, let the spirit of the house that you're leaving, and you can, if it's been a good spirit for you guys, you can invite it. If it's not a good spirit, just tell it that you want it to stay here and nurture the next family that comes in. But I, like I said, I see the papers, and I've seen someone being served some papers that has this. So stop running. That's going to do you well, too. And once you get there, you're going to need to get yourself really, really grounded. But I feel really good, Dominique, about this move. I feel good. It's going to be a little bumpy for you in the beginning. I'm not going to lie to you, but I feel so good about it. I think it's going to do wonders for your energy, your mom's energy, and everyone who's moving for you. But I feel good about the move. I really do. So let me know how it goes. Let me know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm down in New Orleans, so like, is the weather season, is it not going to be any like major hurricanes, anything like that coming in?
Well, you know, right now the weather's been kind of strange anyway. I talked about this at the beginning of the show. You know, weather is one of those things that just let us know what's going on an internal level as a collective consciousness that's happened for us. So never be afraid of the weather. Don't be afraid of the weather. One of the things I can tell you is that I see you guys kind of transitioning. I see you moving from where you are to another part of Louisiana, and then I see you making the move out of state. So if you're worried about the weather, that's not so much of a big deal for you. That's not
okay,
a big deal.
I just wanted to touch on that just a second.
Yeah. But I feel so good about this move. I really do. I want you to let me know how it goes, but I see it a two-part move. I see you moving from one location to another. It's still in Louisiana, and then I see you moving to another location. But do the intention ritual and really part ways with the spirit. Don't run out of there. If you run up out of there, all of that energy that has been so heavy on everyone staying in that space is going to follow you right out the door. Don't let it follow you. You know, detach away from it before you move on to the next space. Mm-hmm.
Will do. Will definitely do. And
all right.
One other thing, as far as careers or jobs, like, do you see any jobs happening, like any career opportunities out here?
You mean out here for who? For who? For your mom?
For me, my mom. Well, they've all been trying to find work, but it's been very difficult to find jobs out here.
Right. Yeah, well, it's very difficult to find jobs out there, again, when your mindset believes that. That's why I said it's going to do you guys so good to get out of there. It's going to be a little rough in the beginning, but that's why it's going to be important to set some intentions. Put that on there, that you want to be able to take care of yourself and to have those things you want. Put those on there. Put those on the intention. As far as job work, listen, I'll tell you one thing my daddy told me, and this has always been true for me. And I remember the first time, like, I don't know about anybody, but the first time, I've never been fired from a job in my life. I've gotten one time in my life when I got fired. I was devastated. You know what I mean? I didn't even know what that felt like for somebody to fire you. Like, that just seems so cruel and harsh. Like, how could that happen? But I got fired from a job. And one of the things that my father told me, and this just really helped to settle my spirit and my energy, and he said to me, people work because they have to.
Okay.
And just like you had to find that job to work, you will find another one. And I did. So I say that to you. People work when they have to. You understand? Because truth be told, you can find a job now. And you don't have to wait for somebody to create a job for you. You don't. You don't have to wait for somebody to create a job for you. You know, that's almost like sitting around waiting joy. Who are you waiting on somebody to create joy for you? You don't have to do that. But you guys will be fine. I say think, but think is my language. I know it's going to be a little rocky in the beginning, but once you guys get yourself settled, I'm going to see anywhere between a month and a month and a half of when you finally get settled that everybody's going to find some form of employment to be able to bring some money in. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Make sure you come back and let me know. But I feel good about this move. I do. I don't feel good about that paper, but that's why I'm telling you, don't run.
Yeah,
that was
whack.
Yeah.
Well, you said, like, sometimes
clean.
You got to sit in the fire. You know,
that's
sometimes
right.
You got to stand in the fire. So,
yes.
We'll
make
be
it
all right.
Clean.
I know we'll be strong.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely
going to
do the intention paper and make sure all of that is taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Peace and love to you, Yoma, and your family.
Yeah. Peace and love, Ms.
All right, beautiful. All right, you guys, 13 minutes left to go in the forum. Oh, my goodness. It looks like about 100 of you still with your hands up. But we're going to go a little bit into the after hours, and I'm going to try to get to absolutely everybody. If I don't get to you, you can always email me, questionforblue@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you as well. And for those of you who are over on Twitter, tweet about it. Let me know what you think of the show. Thank you, Esther, for holding that down. And also on the Mixed Family page, can't wait to hear from you guys over there. And Kim Business is here. Are you coming? Are you going to be a part? Are you? Ooh, can't wait. Can't wait. It's coming on August the 11th. Check emails if you've already sent us some information about being interested in the Kim Business class, and you'll be hearing something really, really soon. I also want to go to the caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Twin Goddess.
Greetings to you, Twin Goddess. How are you?
I'm good.
What's so for you?
Hold on, let me try to pick you off with the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I have been going through a transition, and it recently happened as early as Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, intuitively, that's the reason why I made the transition. But I just want to know, what my next step is.
What your next step is as far as this?
As far as, I want to move, but I don't want to, I had pulled a card and I had pulled, Heru,
mm-hmm.
where it says patience and wisdom is needed at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I pulled him like two or three times, like for 3 days. I pulled him. I was like, okay, patience and wisdom, patience and wisdom. So I was like, okay. So, and I wanted to get to you Friday, but I just forgot all about it. So I was like, you know, well, it's a divine time, so.
Yeah, it is, because I wasn't even on Friday. So, yes, truly divine. So let me ask you a question, because I see a couple of things that are coming up for me. One has to do with a breakup in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so one has to do with the breakup in a relationship. And so now this is forcing me to really make some changes, make some moves in many different directions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's the other thing I want you to know, is that you're in a good space right now. I know you don't feel that, but you're in a good space. And this was sort of long time coming. Like, you knew this was coming.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you knew this was coming. It's like a surprise attack. You know, it wasn't like the bomb that was dropped on the U.S. You know, this isn't a bomb. This isn't a surprise attack. You kind of knew this was coming. And so because you knew this was coming and signs and symbols were there, I'm going to tell you two things. One, you're stronger than you think you are. Two, this is probably the best thing. You know, Beyonce has that song, "The Best Thing That Never Happened." This is really
right.
The best. This is the best thing that never happened to you. So, you know, and I know you don't really feel that right now. I want you to take the good with you and continue to move forward. Now is going to be more than important, more than ever, time spirit is saying, for you to pay attention to sign symbols. Don't jump from the pot to the frying pan. Don't do it.
Right.
Not so fast. So this is one of the reasons why Haru kept coming up. You know, it's about you really just sort of kind of going and taking this time, because where you are right now, you can actually stay a little longer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what I want to do. I want you to have some patience. Stay here a little bit longer. Pay attention to signs and symbols. I mean, your whole world has opened up to you. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, that happens when we go through something so drastic, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. We're able to see things that we couldn't see right before us. And now suddenly the whole world is your playground. Now you can play in the whole world. And so it's kind of like, what do I do? So many choices. Do I go here? Do I move over there? Do I do this? Settle down, you know, backpedal on the bike a little bit and, you know, kick it down into low gear and just give yourself a chance to reflect and just to be okay where you are. You have gone through a shock. So, you know, two things happen, you know. There's nothing better to kick Kundalini in than a good kick in the ass. Kundalini energy is out of roof. So use this time to be creative. Have a lot of goal light that's around you, and you've been wanting to work on different businesses and start things, and you're getting sort of these channels, you're getting a lot of downloads. Do that. Stay put. Give yourself at least the next couple of 8 months to kind of work these things out, and I see everything really just opening up for you. Really, really clear. But this was a good thing for you. So it was a good thing. Yeah.
It was
a good thing. Yes. Yes. So I feel good in this space that you're at. Use this time wisely and really look within, not look without. Attention, signs, symbols, spirit is everywhere talking to you. This is the time to really know your magic, you know? Your triple goddess, then be that triple goddess, you know, be the virgin, you know, be the wise woman, and also be the crone, you know, be the nurturer, be the mother, you know, be all of those things. And be them for yourself, you know. Even in the Bible, they speak about the Beatitudes, because that's the person you got to be for. Be for you, you know, be for you. Be your biggest fan. There you go.
Right.
Be your biggest fan. You know, be your biggest fan. Not in an arrogant way, but be your biggest fan. And this is the time for you to really kind of take those glasses off, those cloud glasses, and now begin to put on the rose glasses for real. And see all of the possibilities. possibilities there. You know, one of the things that is going on, I see around you, sometimes I see numbers around people, and I see the number 11 around you, and that represents, anytime I see the number 1 together, that is potential. You have so much potential around you, you know, so you want to make sure that you're changing this potential and really making it a transformation. You know, all transformations are created equal. I just had to say that. You know, everybody says, oh, I'm going through a transfer. All transformations are not created equal. So you want to make sure that this is a good transformation for you, you know, and begin to just move into that energy, you know, feel your spirit and move into that energy. And then, you know, so many possibilities are going to open up for you. And, you know, I know that question wandering in the back of your mind, you know, will you be in another relationship? And, you know,
I ain't worried about that right now.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're not, because I really don't see that happening until some other things take place. So, you know, and you're moving in the right direction, but this is too much, you know? Put on that Beyonce song, "This is the best thing that never happened."
Right.
No, that's what it is. You know, lots of great things, lessons learned from the relationship, but this is really, you're in a good place. You're in a good place. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
Oh, you're welcome, and let us know how it goes. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you. Thank you, Peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how beautiful is that? Okay, you guys, here's the deal. We got 5 minutes left to go before we actually get into the after hour. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want everybody just to go over on Twitter, and I want to hear your thoughts about the show. I want you to tweet about them. You know, Esther has the hashtag up, and that's going to be Remix Chat and Chill. So put the pound sign, Remix Chat and Chill. If you like the show, tell me you like it. If you loved it, love it, and tell us why you love the show. And also go over to the Remix Family page over on Facebook. Like it, leave a comment. Love it, love it, leave a comment too. I'm going to see most of you in a reading coming up this week. Lots of readings going on this week. And also for those of you who have sent your information for the Kim Business class, you're going to be getting some feedback on that. So check your email, because it's going to require you to do some movement and to do really, really quick, fast, and in a hurry, and know your magic with that. Also, thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook and who've downloaded that. You can go to MissBlueBlast.com and download that. That's 4 hours of nothing but pure naked magic, and you can get that. That's going to help you stay present in the past, future, and even in this moment, and to know your magic. Kim deck, everybody needs to have it. Get your Kim deck. You know how to do that. MissBlueBlast.com/cards right there. Don't forget, Brother Bobby Hemet, chakra packet. We're going to be doing some chakra magic coming up. All the shows coming up from me, we're going to be talking a lot about that. So you want to get into that. Get into that. Now, coming up next week, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Always a treat when she comes on. And boy, me and her had a talk. Ooh, we're going to be doing some live action. It's going to be grown folks for sure. Grown folks magic. So whether you're in a couple, whether you're by yourself, you'll get to do this. It doesn't matter. We're going to get in some real sacred union magic and open up some portals right here live with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine in the remix. And then also Sunday night, get those occult questions ready. Get them out. Write them down, because Brother Frank is coming to throw down on Sunday night. So a great show coming up next week. A marvelous night tonight. We're going to keep taking questions. Peace and much love, warm spirit out there to you guys. And then much love to all of you guys in the remix. I just love being here, being connected with you guys. I want to give a big shout out to Sister Rainwater in New York. And by the way, those of you who won the oils from Sister Rainwater, she's letting them brew. They're brewing. They're brewing. And when they're ready, you'll get your guess. So don't worry about that. Ebony's in the house. We have Brother Panic in the house. We have Esther in the house. Sister Munya's in the house. And the whole remix crew. So I look forward to hearing from you guys. I love you guys so much. It does me well every time that we can connect. We're going to keep going. We probably got about another hour if we can do it in the after hours. I still see a ton of you guys on the phone lines. And I want to try to get to all of you. And know that you can always contact me if you want to have an intimate, safe, sacred one-on-one reading, whether it's a Akashic record reading, God, Goddess, Numeric Akashic record reading, or whether it's a sacred session, question the number 4blue@gmail.com. So peace and love and to each and every single one of you. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing the show and go to the after hours. And so for the rest of you, you know what to do. Download. It's the month of August, you guys. A blue moon happening this month. Get into the magic. Do the ritual I gave you with the goddess, Doris. Do that ritual. Bring the abundance into your life and just work on those inner things, those magics within there. And just keep going, all right? Yes, so we're in the after hours, you guys. So we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area 252. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're live from.
First of all, how you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm great. Who's calling?
Okay, this is Daryl. I'm calling from North Carolina.
This is who?
Daryl.
Daryl from North Carolina. Okay, greetings to you, Daryl from North Carolina.
Okay,
you said what?
Okay, I said greetings.
David?
Can you hear me?
No, I couldn't. What did you say?
Okay, I said greetings.
Okay.
Is it?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, I called because I find myself making a change in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the change that I'm making is based on the studies that I'm running across.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, is it a good change or is it a bad change?
You wanted me to answer that powerful question? Is it a good change or is it a bad change based on the studies that you've come across? Oh, my goodness. You've been all over the place with your studies. So let me tell you this. One thing about Miss Blue is that I don't really see good or bad. You understand? Because who does something and knows it's bad? Who would do that? Who would waste time doing something bad? That's not really what your question is. So let's just get down to the real heart of the matter about what it is that you're asking. What's happening is it's not about your studies. It's about the backlash of what's happening with the information once you get it. And so what's happening is, you know, I don't know if you've gone in the archives and heard the story where Brother Panic did Three Levels of the Dream, and he broke down the whole movie Inception.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I haven't.
Yeah, you definitely want to go back into the archives and listen to those things. Because what's happening now, I don't know if you've seen the movie Inception, but what is happening is like your whole world is crumbling before your eyes. It's like everything is coming down. And so now you're trying to grasp what is real and what is not. Are you in the dream or is this reality? Where are you? No, this is what's really happening at this particular time. And, you know, I could tell you that's not a normal feeling, but it's actually a normal feeling. It's a normal feeling. It's a real normal feeling of where you are. But as far as what you're doing, you know, are you on the right path, the wrong path? I don't really believe you're questioning that. What you're really questioning at this particular time is what do you do with this information once you get it, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so let me tell you what the information is not for. And sometimes this happens. I mean, I don't think there's a person here that may not have gone through this particular phase. Is that the first thing you would do is when you get the information, you want to go teach everybody. You want to go tell everybody the hottest on the block. You understand? You want to tell them all the hotness. Ooh, let me check out. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell y'all about Jesus. Let me tell y'all about y'all going to church. Let me tell y'all all these things y'all doing. Let me tell y'all how that ain't real.
Yes, you are so right, yes.
You know, so it's like your little wall has come tumbling down, and so now you make they damn wall come tumbling down. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to tell you, Miss Blue, stop it. It's not for that. Understand that this enlightenment, this awakening, whatever you want to call it, this coming into the woo-woo, getting to know who you are, is for you. It's for you. You understand everybody has their path here, and one of the greatest things, and when Brother Panic is on, he talks about this too, everybody gets to be right. You understand? Because this is about your path. It's not so you can learn it so you can teach the hottest shit. It's not so you can learn it so you can crush somebody else's world. And even if you're not coming from that position, you're coming from the position of saying, this has helped me, so I know that this can help you. Well, here's what I want to know about that. That is called a religious mindset. I wish I could say it's just here in the West, but it's not. At this particular time on the planet, it exists everywhere. North, south, east, west, all over the world. It exists everywhere. You understand? This exists everywhere. It's a religious mindset that says that because I pick up this cup and this cup is good for me, it has got to be good for you. If I'm drinking this drink is so tasty to me, it has to be tasty for you. That's a religious mindset. Because the more than you want somebody to tell you, you need to put on your best shoes and put on your best pants and come join me in church or come join me at the mosque or come join me going door to door, then you don't want somebody else. You don't want to tell them what to do. It works the same way. So know that this quest, it will do you well to get yourself. All you got to do is get grounded. What I did is I pulled a card from you from the chem deck. What came up was share a breath. Just share a breath. You understand? That's a divine exchange. This is about you relaxing, just having fresh thoughts. The first thing that you want to do, and you can go back and listen to some of the archives, Brother Panic goes into this in quite a few short stories, is what you're trying to do is you're trying to deprogram yourself from the program that has been set upon you. So in order for you to deprogram yourself, you have to kind of destroy those old worlds that you've created in your mind, that you've created in reality. You got to come out of that. So that's pretty normal. But what you don't want to do is go start crushing other people's damn worlds. You understand? Yes. You're trying to crush their world, you know. And, here's one of the things that I say. We came back, and for brothers, I'll just use this analogy because I use it in the readings all the time, is you want to be Clark Kent and Superman. You got to be both. But see, what happens is when you to get this light and you start to tap into the knowledge, you want to be Superman all the time. You walk around with your collar popped. Bing! You know, it's like you never want to get back to being Clark Kent. It's like, damn it, I'm Superman. Y'all know who I am? Don't talk to me like Superman. You know? So I'm even mad at Soulja Boy when he did that Superman, because, you know, with that cape and the S. Oh, come on. You know, every single brother that has a little bit of knowledge walks around with a Superman costume on. So that was really a good symbolism of showing us about what it feels like to be damn Superman. You know, he wanted to be that Superman, you know, and that's what you want to do. You want to be in that odd state. But see, what's also important, and this is why even in the cartoon, it shows you that Clark Kent is just as important as Superman. You got to do them both. Nobody came back here to the planet to be so spiritual that you can't be human. Okay. Nobody. You understand? I don't care if you're sitting in the lotus position with your head shaved, eating lettuce all day. Your ass is going to shit, you're going to breathe, and you're going to eat. You become human, whether you want to or not. That's just real talk. Nobody came back to be that spiritual. You understand? So give yourself a break is what I'm basically saying to you. You know how you're driving on the highway and they say, give a car a break? Give yourself a break. You know that one of the greatest quests written on the temple's wall is to know thyself. So know that all of the information that you're supposed to be knowing is for you to get to know you.
Okay.
This is what this is. All of these different reflections that you're taking a look at, this is for you. Not so you can tell the next person that you know the hottest shit, know the hottest shit, that know the hottest shit. That's not what it's
about.
And you're right about that.
And honestly, you are so right about that. I actually thought that this was for me and for not for not. It's for, it wasn't for everybody else. I came to that conclusion the other day.
Yeah. Yes, I came to that conclusion the other day. It's what it is. It's for you. You know what I mean? And one of the things that I love so much is that I get to share with everybody. I get to share with everybody. And that's what we're all doing. We're all here learning. We're all here growing. And we're all here really kind of sharing those experiences. But hold your experience to be sacred to you. You're going to get a chance to pop your collar. You're going to get a chance to put that Superman suit on. You will. But, you know, you can't just start everything you telephone booth, fly up in there and put your costume on and come on out talking about dun-da-da. I'm Superman. You can't do that. You know, I made a joke out of it, but I know you get what I'm saying. You know, you got
to understand what you're saying. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So that can make you feel a little down. That's what it is. I want you to just relax. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. And just relax and know that this information that you're getting, this knowledge, this light, whatever it is, something I want you to remember is that information alone does not cause transformation. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that know a lot of shit, but it ain't no good to them, you see? Information alone does not guarantee transformation. Take the information, see how it applies to you. Do the alchemy from within. You know, make your inner world match your outer world. That's the as above, so below. And I'm not going to tell you it's an easy walk. You understand? Because we're all on that balance beam. And sometimes we fall off. But that's when you just get your ass back up there, put the other foot in front of the other, and you keep doing it. You understand? It's a life work. There is no destination here. You don't have to sit down and say, whoo. All right, I didn't study this book. I'm good. No, you don't get to sit down because this is about life work. So it's going to take you a lifetime to do it. And some of the work that we have to do is shit we didn't finish in another life. You understand? And then some of the work that we're doing is for things of the future. And then some of it is for what is going on at this present moment now. And that's why they call the present a gift. It's a gift. Because it's so very hard to just stay in this moment and not be too far into the woo-woo and not too far into the darkness of the past. But it's like being able to be at that pivotal point, you know, when you're driving, but when you're flying and you cross that line where you can look behind you and you can see it's nighttime or look in front of you and you can see that it is daytime. You know, if you've ever traveled to a foreign country, you get a chance to cross that timeline, that time zone where you can get into that. Well, that's where you literally are in 2012. You're right at that pivotal point where the night and the light meet each other. And so the balance is to try to stay in the middle, not to be too far thrust into the light, not to have your ass too far in the dark. You understand? Because both of these exist here. And just as much light as you bring to the planet, bring that much darkness. That was something that was told to me, you know? And that makes you balance. You know, one scenario I gave to a brother once when I was telling him about his wife and how much he loved her, I said, imagine that as much as you love your wife, that at the same time that you're loving her, you're also choking her. That's a hell of an analogy.
What would you do? I feel like that myself now.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I use that. See? Know your magic. But no, that's why I use that. But yes, it really is about that, you know? It really is about that. It's about real being in that place. I don't believe there's such thing as what we call balance here. I think sometimes we have to stay in darkness so that we can recognize there's light. And then sometimes we have to be completely in the light so that we can know that we came from the darkness. You understand? So it is sort of that balance, and there's going to be times. This is why a platform like Remix is so important, because this is a place where you get to hear so many different people come on and share their experiences and tell about what they came to the planet to do and to give that work back to people and share things that have been helpful for them so that you can take it and begin to put it into your toolbox and make it helpful for you. So this is a place where like minds meet, you know, and that's the thing, because everybody gets to be Superman. The Remix, everybody's popping their damn collar. They've been in the chat room. Collars get popped every minute. They just popping collars. They popping collars all night in the chat room. You know, this is where everybody gets to be the superhero. You know, everybody gets to be that. And so, you know, then it makes you feel like you're right at home. Nobody's special, you know. And why would you want to be? You know, why would you want to be in that regard? You know, we're all here to raise our vibration and to raise our consciousness. It's my intention that anybody that comes into this platform, anybody, whether they're listening now, 10 years ago, or 50 years in the future, that their frequency, their vibration is raised just by stepping into this sacred space. And so I thank you for calling in and share this with us, because you answered the question for like 100,000 of people who are out there listening.
Yes, and I greatly appreciate you helping me too.
Oh, well, peace and love to you. Just go pop your color one more time. And whenever you want to really pop it, come in the chat room and you get to pop it all night.
Okay, peace, family.
All right, peace and love. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful. Hold the line. All right, we're going to keep going, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 916. You're live in the mix. 916.
Hello?
Yes?
I have my phone on mute.
Okay. I'm like, 916.
Peace, how are you? Almost said it laughing and talking.
Peace, how are you?
I am hanging in there. How are you?
I am wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Ebony.
Ebony. Hey, Ebony.
Hi.
How's it going? How's it going?
Oh, it's going. It is going. And you know, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, do I have to give you a specific question?
Well, do you want a specific answer?
I know, right? Well,
you know, only because of the time constraint.
Oh,
you know,
you know what,
you
exactly.
That's
exactly.
Amazing.
It's like, don't stall. Yeah. I just have a lot of confusion,
mm-hmm.
and about my personal life, and I can never form my question right, but basically, I just feel like I'm being spiritually attacked,
mm-hmm.
and on the relationship side. And also because of my, you know, my unhappiness personally, you know, where I'm constantly busy and working and just pulling my hair out. Relationship-wise, it's a trip, because the reason why I say I feel like I'm being spiritually attacked is because there's three different people that were in my life in the past, and I got contacted from them 7 days apart from one another. And believe it or not, they all contacted me on the intensity level. Like, say, the first person I really didn't care too much about, where it didn't matter. But then the second person that contacted me, I felt a little something for. And then the third one, I got hit with a 12-gauge shotgun in my chest. And I was like, how is that possible? You know, that's why I was feeling like, you know, that has to be something spiritual with that. And they were all just snooping.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like I'm being spiritually attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if my assumptions are right? Or is it just me? Am I going crazy?
Well, you know, here's a couple of things, Ebony. Here's a couple of things, and one of the things that I want you to think about when you say spiritually attacked. I get what you're saying, even though it's a little dramatized, but that's okay, because you're like what I call my sister. You're HD. You're high drama anyway. So yeah, it's, you know, so it's okay. It's all good. It's good to be HD a little bit. Sometimes we need to be a little HD. It's okay. I wouldn't use the term spiritually attacked, you know, although, you know, these are people which are spirits and they are kind of coming at you. So, you know, I kind of can see that too, to use that word. But let's just kind of take the whole spiritually attacked thing. Let's take that and let's throw it out the window for a second. We're going to talk about it because you said it. So whether you're doing it or not, because you said it, that manifestation of that energy is there. But here's two things. When I get into your energy, the color that I see is like a greenish-yellow color, like a greenish-yellow color. Whenever I see this particular color, it tells me a couple of things. One of the things is this, is that green, when we think about green auras, and particularly I like to think of like emerald green, this emerald green color, and it's a very strong color. It's a very friendly color. You're a very friendly person, very outgoing, very friendly person, but it's not a big dominating color.
Right.
You
right.
See, this inner is not. So what happens with you is that you tend to be overshadowed.
Indeed.
Does that make sense? Yeah. You
Indeed.
Tend to be overshadowed
yes.
by other people, so it's kind of like you got to kind of get a little HD for them to see you. Okay? Wait a minute. I'm here. Don't just think you can do whatever you want to do. I'm right here. You know, so that energy sort of kind of comes up too. But I'm also seeing this with a little bit of yellow. And whenever these two colors come together, and I want you to follow me here because you're going to get a lot of insight for this. This
okay.
is wrapped around deception.
I'm sorry, your phone's coming in and out?
I said this, oh gosh, hold on. See, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I said this, when it's mixed with a little bit of yellow, this is wrapped around deception. You
Ooh.
See, that there is some deception going on here. So here's a couple of things. Coming back into your life, I want you to look at it this way. One, you called them back into your life. Not literally, but energetically. You
Indeed.
Understand? Because this was the thing you said. You know, you really wished upon them. So if anybody... Ebony did the cursing, it was you, because you kind of said, oh, y'all be sorry y'all did this to me. I'm coming back begging me, and I'm not going to want you. And so they did. You just didn't think it was all going to happen at one time. You know.
Indeed.
So, Indeed. You know, so this is a big part of what I want you to look at, where your energy is with this, because that's really our concern. We're not really concerned about they can take care of themselves. They're big boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to think about this. It has a lot to do with also the energy of the planet Saturn, you know. And Saturn is making some changes and some moves here, too. It has a lot to do with this particular energy. It's kind of moving itself into a different position. And you know how Saturn has rings around it? You kind of
right.
have rings around you. Mm. You have rings around you. Some
Ooh.
Are rings of protection. Some of the rings are, like I said, a little bit of the HD energy. So it's kind of like, which Ebony am I going to get? You know, am I going to get the HD Ebony, the Ebony that wants to be protected? What's this? So here's what I need you to do. And this is going to be a great way for you to balance out your energy. I want you to begin to start wearing some blue, because this energetically is going to send off a completely different vibration. Blue color, this blue light is the energy of truth. And I want you to begin to bring that in there, but this is going to help you stay true to your authentic blueprint, your intentions. We know colors give off vibrations and they give off frequencies. So I want you to wear more blue. Be cautious of the color blue and keep the color blue around you, because this is going to help to balance out this energy so you can stay true to what it is you really want inside of your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And be clear about that, because you're not clear. And as long as you're not clear, I'm surprised somebody from 20 years ago ain't bring their ass up. All kinds of stuff going to be popping up out the woodwork. So be very clear about what energy you're sending out into the universe. And know that just like you don't want nobody cursing you, stop cursing people. Stop cursing them, and then you won't be cursed, because you know how your mama say you live by the sword, you die by the sword? You know, that's what this is. This is about you saying all this stuff to them, and now here they come, you see. Now you're trying to holler, I'm cursed. No, this is what you kind of wanted, so you kind of got it. You know, but the truth be told is sometimes people come back into our lives to remind us what we don't want either. You understand? Because one thing I can tell you about dealing with people, their attributes, whatever we will call them, people don't change. They make adjustments.
Indeed.
They don't change. They just make adjustments. And sometimes the adjustment ain't even an inch off of where they left.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
It is so true.
You know, just don't get into that deception, that seat of the energy. I want you to bring some more blue light in there, because blue light is the color of truth. And this is why even sometimes when you go into lawyers' offices, you go into places, you go into city buildings, you see this color blue, because they want you to be in that position of truth. It gives off that frequency. That's one of the energies of the color blue. So mix that blue, because have that green and that yellow in your energy. I want you to come up out of that. I want you to get more of the blue, because you're truly a healer. So I want you to get into your healing energy. You know, start doing your magic. Start doing those things that you're connected to, that you really have a love and a passion for. Stay in your truth with that, and then everything will begin to align itself with that truth.
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. So, and I'm, you know, while you're telling me this, I'm going mentally through my closet like, okay, I got blue eyeshadow.
Well, that works.
Like, do I have blue? I have to really look through my closet. Definitely.
Oh, I'm sure you have some blue. It's some blue things you probably haven't thought about you got. And you can eat some foods in the color blue and even drink some things in blue. But you will bring some blue things around you. You do. Because if you don't have blue around you, that kind of makes me think you don't like telling the truth. Because blue reminds you to tell the truth. So bring some blue in. Bring it.
Wow. Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
All right. Peace and love to Ebony. Call back and let us know how it's going.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from Area 517. You're live in the remix. I'm sorry.
Hello?
510. I know where I'm going. 510.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Miss Blue, this is Jawanza from Oakland.
Oh, greetings to you from Oakland. From Oakland.
Yeah, that's the way they call it the other night on the spiritual hearing. Can I say, God damn, that helped. Like, my child is I start like really examining, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean now? Thought about it, and it meant, to me, I thought it meant a union between me on the physical level and my divine self, and bringing that all together.
Beautiful. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, tonight I need I really wanted to ask, like, I needed some help on, like, trying to figure out how do I tap into my sexual energy. And also, I wanted to figure out some deities I could work with right now. And also, I wanted to admit that you are fucking spot on with giving out the Doris ritual today because I looked in my book, this 365 goddess, and today is her day.
Oh, yes, I have to.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no. That's where I got that from. I mean, I also got my version of it, but that's where I got that from. I use that book. I gave it out a while back when I get those rituals. The book that Brother Bobby Hemmett gave out, what was it called? The Goddess Books of Days always leads you in. That's a great one. Goddess, 365 goddesses, it always leads you in. It always puts you in the right direction of those things. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's stuff right there. Yes, that's what those tools are for, to use them, to begin to use them. Yes, good stuff. Mm-hmm. So you want to know what goddess to work with, and you also want to know, what did you say?
Some ways of tapping into my sexual energy, because I'm pretty shy. I don't know, it's like, in a way, I'm not shy because I'm, like, super outgoing and whatnot, but, like, when it comes to that, it's like, I feel like I've come to this, like, there's this odd block for some reason.
Okay. Well, I think I can definitely give you some things to do, but you definitely want to catch the show with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine.
I was definitely going to check that one out.
Yeah, because she definitely goes into that sexual energy into so many different ways. And we only have a limited amount of time, but I want to tell you a couple of things that you can begin to do. First thing that you can do, a goddess that you can work with is the goddess Het-Heru. She's a goddess you can work with that will really help you tap into your sexual energy. And I pulled her divinely for you. So that's the goddess that came to me. Read her story. Read her mythology. Now, when you say you want to tap into your sexual energy, you said because you're kind of shy. This is energy where you really want...
I mean, my thing is, it's not... because I'm shy is because, like, I know that this whole path down here is about change. And, like, me, I used to be the type of person where it was all, like, I want one girl and I, this, like, super old-fashioned with, like, spreading my love and whatnot. And, like, I, like, in a way, it's, like, being raised by women, I learned how to, like, divinely worship the goddess. And it's, like, now I want to still be able to have a little fun, but not, like, be super corrupt about it, because it's like, in a way, I started to, or I wanted to be like, everybody else asshole and stuff, but, like, I realized nice guys only finish last if they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, let me go ahead and rain on, like, your parade. Let me rain on your parade a little bit. One, it actually has nothing to do with, I understand sort of like the, if we want to say, quote unquote, the dream is just for one guy to be one girl. And that comes from many different backgrounds and many different stories. But on a spiritual level, that also is a divine union too. So it's not something that's just considered to be some human shit. That's some real talk. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being committed to one person and really feeling that love is complete just at that particular stage. Just like there's absolutely nothing wrong with somebody who wants to be with three or four people and feel like their love is complete. So both of those are right. It's not a wrong versus a right. And too many times that's what happens. So, you know, really, if you're going to explore that and you want to look at it at a spiritual level, really go with what's calling you in your heart. Because too many times people jump out here feet first and think that they're going to be doing all of this. I'm going to be with this person and that person, only to have the shit blow up in their face. And you've listened to the show and you know it. And then even sometimes that can happen on a one-on-one basis. So don't base whether or not you're going to be one person based on what everybody else is doing, because you're still following either way. So if you say that, oh, because this is what they're doing, I'm going to do the opposite, you're still following. You understand? Stay true to your
own. I've been realizing that too, and like trying to just be like, fuck all that. I want to figure out what I want
to
do.
That's right. Stay true to your own template. You know, it doesn't have to be this versus that. To get into understanding more about your sexual energy, here's a couple of things that I recommend. One, you can listen to the shows for the physical aspect from the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. But you can also go back and listen to the shows that Brother Wayne Chandler talked about. He gave out some excellent books, Mok Tok Chi, which talks about sexual energy. And here's something else to know. When you start to talk about sexual energy, when you start to think about the actual act of having physical sex, that's really one of the lower level of that energy. That energy represents so much more potential than that. And just, you don't need any kind of help from a goddess to go sleep with somebody.
That's exactly what I've been realizing, because, like, at a time when I was younger and stuff, I was getting it on and whatnot, and, like, I went in the zone of my higher self and was like, is this it? Just fucking bitches, like... And I knew, now, like, knowing the knowledge, I knew that
let me stop you for a second. And I know you didn't mean anything, but don't call somebody that you're sleeping with, bitch. Even though we know let's not do that.
For me, just being in Oakland, it's kind of like just the lingo that rolls off the tongue, like, and, like, especially, like, learning the knowledge, too. Like, I only mean it in this highest level.
Talking about it in a low-level way. So let's not mix sugar with shit. So you're talking about... you can't say you're calling it a goddess and you're talking about it on some level stuff. But it looks like you got that part figured out, and I'm glad that you got it figured out. So you recognize that really just sleeping with somebody has absolutely, you don't need to call a Miss Lou to find out how to take your phallus and put it in something. So what was your question again?
I want to know in which direction I should be pushing my skateboarding, because, like, after realizing, giving myself little tarot readings and, like, asking myself what I should be doing and what's my spiritual destiny, and, like, it popping up and, like, me not expecting it, because although it's something I love, like, I never realized, like, the impact it's had, because, like, I know you can feel the energy, but, like, 2 years ago, I used to be, like, super, I was eating acid, mushrooms, and whatnot.
Oh, yes,
and, like,
I can tell. Oh, yes, I can definitely
fucking,
tell.
Like, I was just very scattered and whatnot, because I didn't know what was me, and that was really one of the tools that really helped me get to this knowledge and, like, get out of that, and rather than just... And not being completely just out of it and, like, escape from this reality and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now I'm glad to know that the whole time that I was eating all those mushrooms and acid, it was just preparing my soul for, like, learning the real knowledge and whatnot. And it's like, for me, it's kind of like, I feel like it's an honor to be at this age, 18, and be blessed with this knowledge, because it's like, mm-hmm. I know everybody wakes up at a certain age, but, like, mm-hmm. and at the age they're supposed to, but, like, I'm, like, truly blessed to have this honor.
Well, good.
And
I'm
truly
glad
that you guys are bringing it like this, like, truly,
yeah.
Just you're giving it free from the heart, like,
mm-hmm.
like me, I'm hell broke, so, like, I can't do that yet with no monetary funds, but, like, trust me, I'm going to hook you up when we get to the spirit world. We're going to have some fun over there.
Well, you know, you're here to do some work, and when you say that you're broke, I mean, that just contradicted everything that you just said, because you just
I'm rich at heart, and I have everything I need. It's just, like, right now my monetary funds aren't where I need them to have, or need them to be, just because, like, I didn't make the right decisions with schooling and whatnot. Now it's like,
right.
I need a job, but, like, shit's all hitting the fan, and I feel like, I feel like kind of like at a crossroads, but at the same time, I know all I need to do is sit in the middle of that crossroads and figure out what the hell I need to do, and, like, stop thinking that this hella roads when there's really only one road, and that's what I need to do. Like, it's, in a way, it's like a lot of conflicting thoughts just because, like...
Yeah, and you're conflicting... You're kind of conflicting right now, so let me help you out a little bit, and thank you for that, is to really just begin and invest in yourself. You got the knowledge. You said you got it. It's been helpful for you, and it's really literally helped you change your life, and I'm really thankful and glad that the information can help you with that. Getting into sexual energy, I mean, I think that's always good. It's going to help you feel good. You can definitely work with Goddess, Reverend Goddess Charmaine. There's quite a few. Brother Wayne Chandler talks about it, but it can be used for so many different things. So don't limit yourself to just one reality of what sexual energy is, because truth be told, you're using sexual energy every time you open your mouth and you think. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I'm so spiritual that I don't believe that we can't make bad choices or things that just make it a little rough for us. I'm not that spiritual. I think sometimes we can just make some fucked up ass decisions, and that's just the truth of the matter. And so everything doesn't just happen. It happens because you allow it to happen. It happens because you decide to make a choice and make it happen. So it's about taking responsibility for both everything, light and dark, and recognizing it. Not always taking sugar and turning it into shit, or not always taking shit and trying to turn it into sugar, but recognizing it for what it is. And that's how you're truly going to begin to move forward. A goddess that I also tell you you can work with is the goddess Covetina. She's a goddess of purification. And really, it's about purifying your mind, your body, and your spirit to really begin to take those things to a higher level. And that's what I would recommend for you. I pulled the card from the Kim deck and what came up is Love Begins. And this love is about you getting to know yourself, your higher knowledge, inspired omens. You said you've been seeing these omens, inspired things along the way. So do that. Invest in yourself. You know, take the time to be full-heartedly invested in what you got to do and not just giving up when it comes to something that you feel is a little bit more difficult for you to do. And, you know, you'll continue your path and your journey. You're pulling your cards, you have your tarot, so you have the tools that you need so that you can continue on the path and your journey.
For sure.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yes?
One of these days, you're going to have to let me open or read a poem for the show one of these days, because I write poetry also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'd love to be able to share some of my work. It's like, in a way, I don't even write the poetry. I just channel it, like.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we do those shows, you can certainly call in and share. And, you know, you can call in and share. We've given a lot to you, and you can definitely give a lot back. So just remember that it has to be a two-way exchange and not a one-way exchange.
That's what I realized. You know what? I need to start following and start to take up my own role of knowing my magic and whatnot.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
And it's crazy because, like, I realized by studying, like, things I do, like with skateboarding, all it is applying shit that seems impossible and making it possible.
There
and
it is.
Like,
you got
now
it.
I'm like thinking about it like, damn, I could actually be doing rituals while I'm skating down the damn street.
There you go. That's it. And how about this? How about you are doing it when you're skating down the street?
Oh, trust me, I'd be zoning out. Like, right now I'm super tired. I went to the skate park the last night and skated all the way into 3 a.m. We played Fela all the way through the night and whatnot. It was crazy. And then the night before, I ended up on my friend's skate company. So I'm like, yes. Like, things are finally happening in that department.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, peace and love to you, and definitely call back. Let us know how it's going.
All right, peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love. Beautiful. All right. Well, you guys, I don't know how much more time we have. Are you guys still with me? I see you all on the phone lines. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
You called my number. You said 347.
I sure... Evan!
This is Evan. I didn't think you was going to ever get around to me.
It's so many people on the phone lines. I can't even tell you how many people.
Hello, Blue. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good to hear from you, Ev. Good.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to come through real quick because I know it's other people on the line and they really need you. And they need your help. They need to hear you tell them what they got to do next. So I just wanted to shout you out, tell you I love you and adore you. Mm-hmm. You'll hear from me soon. And
yes,
I'm glad you're back in the chat because Blog Talk had just definitely messed up my password. So it was like I was always guest number or whatever. And you know,
right.
You get a chance to get in the chat. So you just got to sit there and be like, damn. You know, so, but it's all good. Everything is fine. I'm glad you saw the dream I had. We'll go into detail later.
Yes.
But just peace and so much love to you. And thank you so much for everything that you do. You helping us when we don't even know that we getting your help. So I just want to thank you for that. I want to give my love and a shout out to all the Remix family. I know it's been a while. Y'all ain't heard me over here. But my ass will be back next week because that's my girl. So y'all can look forward to some crazy ass stories from me. All right. So I love you, Blue.
I love you
too.
I'll
be here till the end, and we'll talk later.
Yes, yes, yes. Peace and love, Ev. Peace and love.
All right. Peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yay. Peace to Ebony. All right, you guys. We're going to go to the next call. Calling in from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 860. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. 860. They're not saying that. We're going to go to the next caller. 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell
Hello?
Us. Yes, Dream.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey, who's this?
I made it in. It's Allegra calling from Chicago.
Okay,
and
greetings.
I called a couple of weeks ago and then my phone died and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll last this time.
Okay. Yes, yes. So what good, Allegra?
I just had a question. It was the same question I had before as to why I keep repeating the same patterns. With men in relationships. I'm just tired of it. You know, that circle jerk? Kind of tired.
The circle does get old. Gosh, you know, the circle jerk does get old. And I'll tell you, for you, the number one thing I'm going to tell you, this really has a lot when it comes to why you're repeating the pattern. I'm going to give you some indication. Now, I don't know if we talked about this before, but really what's coming up is that this has to do with your relationship with your mother.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense when I say that?
No, that totally threw me off. That kind of threw me off. But I'll try to think.
Well, let's talk about your relationship with your mother and how you see her as a woman and how a big part of your plan is, even though you love her and you got a lot of respect, but that's just not the woman you want to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess. I mean, I guess we all want to be different from our parents and our grandparents.
No, we don't. Some people want to be exactly like their mamas. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not even in a bad way. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. It's just different.
And really, it's because of that relationship of her and, you know, just then and how you've seen that position. You just seen yourself completely different in that position. The number one thing for you is that you start out with such good intentions, but you don't stand your ground. You know, you end up compromising. You see? And it's kind of like, how far can I push you? You know, how far can I get you to compromise? The next thing you know, you've compromised yourself to the point where you don't even know who you are. And so what particularly has happened in this last relationship is that compromise was no longer an option. You understand it was no longer an option for you. this is really about you getting very clear on what is it that you truly are desiring within a relationship, because it's not about control. You can be some of a control freak. You know, I just got to say it with love. You can
I'm not mad at you. I hear you. I want to hear it,
Yeah, you can be somewhat of a control freak, but know that that control is just you trying to guard yourself from being hurt.
Yes.
That's the key. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so the tricky thing is about love is that you got to kind of let the gate down in order to really feel it. And that's kind of scary. To let the gate down. You understand? Because anytime you let the gate down, I keep hearing the song, "Who let the dogs out?" You know? It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
You let the gate down, here come the dogs. You know, but you got to start moving yourself in the position of knowing that there are some really quality men out there. There really are some men out there that really have those quality attributes that you have within yourself and also want to have within them. The other thing is that you can't be afraid to say what you don't know in the relationship. And when it comes to relationships, it's a lot that you don't know.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? It's a lot that you don't know, and you don't do good being the student. You're not a good student. You're not a good student. So, you know, because of the trust thing, because you got to trust your teacher. You know, it's kind of like that game where they say close your eyes and fall back. And do you trust the person's going to catch you? Hell, you mid-stroke. Nope, they ain't going to catch me. Let me jump up. You know, so you got to be able to say that you can fall. You know, that it's okay to fall. It's okay to let people see all sides of Ebony. It's okay that Ebony doesn't always have it together. It's okay that Ebony gets upset. And really give yourself permission to be you. And you truly have not done that, even especially when it comes in the light of your family, particularly with the relationship with your mother. Just be yourself. If you are having a sad day and you feel down, it's okay for you to say, guess what? Today is just not a good day for me. It's not.
Right.
Feel upset today, I'm upset today. It's just not a good day. And you have to offer up any apologies for it. So it's really about, you know, I talked about the energy of the goddess Dora. And, you know, one of the things that they have, and this happens in Alabama, in this city in Alabama, is where they have sort of these maidens dress up and they wear these masks, just like at the Mardi Gras when they have masks. And this is kind of how I feel when I'm getting into your energy, is that I feel the mask is there and that it takes so long, the time they work through all these different layers and they finally get to Ebony. I mean, Ebony's talking about me, not Ebony. But when they finally get to Allegra, they're exhausted. They're exhausted. It's like, woo, finally got to you. You understand what I'm saying? And you're exhausted from it too. So here's a couple of things I want you to do. I want you to kind of step outside of your shell and do something maybe you haven't thought about, like maybe taking a dance class. You know, some place that you can be vulnerable and you have to kind of follow and you kind of got to go by somebody else's step. And it's not so you can become a follower. That's just not in your template. So you'll never do that. But this is so you can learn how to truly relax. The other thing is I want you to go swimming because I know you can swim. So learn how to swim. Learn how to swim because the first thing they teach you in swimming is how to float. And once you learn how to float, you're going to feel so much freedom. You know why? Because floating is not about resisting. It's not about fighting against it. If you are laying in the water and you even think for a slight moment, have any kind of tense in your body, you're going to sink. You're not going to float. You have to really be at peace. It's a place of bringing harmony into the body and really just bringing that energy in. So try to see if you can find you a swimming class. And just really get into the energy of being into water and trusting, not the water, because the water doesn't need to be trusted. But this is about you trusting yourself enough that you can truly let go and float and be okay.
Okay.
So dance class and floating. And then after that, I'm going to say, because it looks like when the weather gets colder, I'm going to tell you, I see this gorgeous, dark-skinned chocolate brother with nice, what do you call those coats? Those Sherwin coats on, so it's in the wintertime. And I see him walking around the corner coming to meet you. So I'm going to say, give it to the weather changes. You're going to meet the man that really just takes it to a whole nother level. And so this is the perfect time for you to get yourself into alignment so that when he comes, you can learn how to float. You can float for yourself. You can float. And then you better call back and say, Ms. Blue, you was right. I met him. There he is.
Definitely I will. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 980. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 980. Okay. We'll go to the next caller because 980 ain't on the line. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. 678?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Greetings on the line, please.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Tahita calling from Lithonia.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings, greetings.
It's so nice getting you on the line and, you know, listening to you and how you help people. I've been trying to get in for a long time. I do want to schedule a reading. Not sure what question I had tonight, but just wanted some help with some things. I don't know if you could just tap in and see.
Well, because we only have a few more minutes, I'm just going to tell you a couple of things that I pick up. The first thing that I picked up, and it's a lot of this going on, I see some papers being served by something legal going on with you. Is this correct?
Exactly.
Yes.
True.
I see something legal going on with you. Here's a couple of things. The one thing I want you to think about, because I pulled a card from the Kim deck that came up, was Know Your Magic. I'm going to talk really quickly. If we get cut off, make sure you email me and I'll go into the rest. Just give me till tomorrow. The rest, if you're on the line, you can email me your questions. I'll get to you. Or you can tweet them. You can put them up on the Facebook page and reach out to me. But this legal situation that's going on, it's actually not going to turn out the way that you think. It's going to turn out a little bit better than you think. Two things you have to do. One, know your magic. You need to come in. The other thing is, because of where you are right now, I want you to just kind of relax yourself a little bit, because with all this tension and stress that's going on right now, you're kind of swaying your energy to go another direction. Because here's going to be the key word for you, and I want to hear this. I want you to ask for consideration, because of how the situation is happening. Ask for consideration. This is the time not for you to close mouth. I need you to open up, and I need you to talk, and I need to tell them that you need some consideration. You understand? This is not time to really kind of go into seclusion with this. You need to come out front. You need to come. This is going to turn itself around. It's going to be a little rough in the beginning. It's not going to look like it is. Stand your ground, know your magic, and ask for consideration. The key right here that's going to make all the difference in how this turn out is what you say out of your mouth, not anybody else. It's going to be you. You're going to have to ask for that consideration. Really just come up front, acknowledge what you need to acknowledge about the situation, and ask for that consideration. And that's going to change it. It's really going to change it. I see that you're going to have to appear somewhere within the next couple of days.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is the situation. Yeah. It's not nearly as bad as it is. So I want you to go ahead and shake this shit off real quick. Take a nice bath. Put some baking soda in there. Put some some sea salt in there, and I want you to just let that. It's going to form like a battery acid cleanse aura out of there, and just really send the energy into the universe for consideration. Begin to work with the goddess you want to work with. It's the goddess Offset. She deals with family issues. She deals with all those things, and really ask for consideration and have her guide you in for all of those things that will open up possibility of where you can get this extra consideration from. And see, this is going to turn itself around. It's not going to be as bad as you think it is. It's not. But the key is going to be important is that you've got to open up. You've got to ask for it. You've got to ask for it. Okay?
And then, but the goddess Offset.
Offset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The goddess Offset. And then definitely let me know how it goes. Definitely let
Thank
me know.
Thank you so much.
Goes. You're welcome. And light an orange candle. Light an orange candle. It really helps with legal matters. And then write your situation and put it underneath the candle maker. Of course, you watch it so it doesn't burn. But put it underneath there. But ask for consideration. That's going to be for you. Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. Peace and love. And let me know how it goes. All right. Beautiful. All right, we're going to try to squeeze in one more call. Going to area code 561. You're live in the reconnect.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yes, greetings.
This is Ekendal. Ekendal,
take me off the speaker.
Hey, yeah, this is Ekendal calling from Palm Beach County.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just, I called because I had a question about my love life. I see it's kind of late. So,
you said what now?
I had a question. I wanted to ask about my love life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about your love life?
I don't necessarily remember that.
You fat. Oh, gotta love the brothers. Okay. Let's see. We have probably 2 minutes left to go. So tell me what it is you want me to take a look at in these 2 minutes. You have a question about your love life. What is the question? Tell me what it is, because I don't have enough time to really kind of have you have me go through this. So tell me what it is, and we can go from there.
All right. Do you see anybody in particular coming up within like the next few months?
I see lots of joy around you. Listen. I see lots of joy around you. Also, see you. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got disconnected for a minute. Do you see anybody in particular coming up in the next few months?
I'm getting ready to tell you. See lots of joy around you. I actually see you at a function. It looks like it's a dance or something that's going on, and you're actually going to meet somebody there that's at the dance, and you guys are really going to kind of start this whirlwind of a relationship. So I see a dance or some kind of function. It looks like it may be a club. It looks like it may be some sort of, like, I don't know what it is. I don't think it's a house party, but it looks like some sort of, like, small gathering where a group of people meet at or something. I don't know what it is, where there's, like, a live band or something playing, some kind of activity, and that you actually are going to meet somebody there, and you guys are going to get into a relationship.